Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Thanks to Alana for helping in the studio. The phones were quiet today, Alana, but you got a lot to blog. Thank you for helping out, and thank you for giving me part of your day. And also, please remember to support the businesses that support Tomorrow Matters. I really go through and make sure that they are in line with the principles that we highlight here at the show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Hurricane Dolly is losing muscle quickly.
Dolly has moved inland and is now showing definite signs of weakening. In fact, it has weakened down to a Category 1 hurricane.
Dennis Feltkin at the National Hurricane Center says the greatest danger from Dolly, once the winds become manageable, will be the rain. CBS's Dave Price on South Padre Island.
The storm actually slowed down this morning, and now it's kind of just sitting in meandering over this area. And as it moves inland into that flat area, that's where the biggest concern is from here on out. Flooding is going to be a significant issue.
Help is coming for people on the edge of mortgage foreclosure, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The victory is a victory for the American people and for restoring our economic strength.
The bill tightens regulation of mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and in case that's not enough, gives an unprecedented blank check to the Treasury to step in and save them if that's needed. It authorizes government-backed mortgages designed to help hundreds of thousands of families facing foreclosure to refinance, and to try to boost the sagging housing market, gives generous tax credits to first-time home buyers.
CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill there. It's expected to pass the Senate and go to the President for his signature within days. How about some encouraging news about high school athletes and steroids? More than 10,000 athletes tested in Texas. Only two came back positive. Barack Obama's been assuring Israeli leaders that if he is elected, he will continue to be a friend.
Israel faces determined enemies who seek its destruction. But it also has a friend and ally in the United States that will always stand by the people of Israel.
On the campaign trail, John McCain says it's good to be right on the surge.
He said it was doomed to failure. He said that there would be an increase in sectarian violence. He still, to this day, has said that the surge has not succeeded.
Two planes operating on separate runways came close enough to set off alarms in the tower at O'Hare Airport, even though they were more than a football field apart.
The initial reports were saying 325 feet, and anything less than 500 feet is considered a near miss.
That's Bridget Ann Surchak at the NTSB. One plane was an American Eagle flight, the other a private Learjet. Oil prices came down another $4 a barrel to 124 and change. Oil broker Thomas Bentz.
The U.S. economy has finally started to affect the demand side of the equation.
And the dollar is getting stronger. On Wall Street, the Dow gained nearly 30 points today. The Nasdaq was up about 22. Seattle Mariners changing baseball for the fans for a couple of days.
The U.S. economy has finally started to affect.
Yeah, peanuts for sure. No more vendors calling peanuts, not in two, peanut-free sections of Safeco Field at least. They will be reserved for fans with peanut allergies. This is CBS News.
Running low on ink? Office Depot can take care of you. We guarantee to be in stock on top brands of ink you need to keep printing. And Office Depot has low prices, so you don't have to worry about paying too much. Plus, use your Office Depot Work-Life Rewards card and get 10% back in rewards. Office Depot, taking care of business. In-stock guarantee not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Excludes HP. See store for details.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast? Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust. W! Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops here. Use as directed.
If sweet-smelling aerosols may contain dangerous chemicals, how would we know? And a new study says they do.
University of Washington researcher Ann Steineman wonders why.
There is no law that requires disclosure of all ingredients in cleaning products, laundry supplies, air fresheners.
Her study of some common household products uncovered nearly 100 potentially hazardous chemicals. The fragrance industry insists these products are safe, but Steineman says in national surveys she has done,
nearly 20% of the population reported adverse effects to air fresheners.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News. Washington.
Two cops going down the road in the police car. In the passenger seat, the officer's pepper spray went off, which hosed his partner pretty good and made seeing and driving pretty much impossible. The squad car wound up in the side of a home in Buffalo, New York. The officer says it went off by itself. Honest. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast?
W.
Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust. W. Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops here. Use as directed.
Great moments in Olympic history from Tiger Balm.
In 1996, Carl Lewis defied Father Time by taking home the gold in the long jump. You, on the other hand, defied physics and strained your back with some crazy yoga pose intended to catch the eye of a young lady.
Oh!
Nice job.
Tiger Balm is the natural way to conquer pain. 100-year formula, trusted by athletes from more than 100 countries. Tiger Balm works where it hurts. Available everywhere.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
This edition of the Peter B. Collins Show is dedicated to the memory of David Ames. I just came from a powerful memorial service. David battled Lou Gehrig's disease, also known as ALS, for 5.5 years. When he was diagnosed, they said he had 2 years to live. He was courageous, never self-pitying, kept his sense of humor to the very end. We're going to miss you, David. But your warmth and your spirit live on. On today's program, we're going to talk about a savage assault from a right-wing nutty radio host on kids who can't defend themselves. Later this hour, one of two parts of today's program about energy issues. Diane Farsetta, who's the chief researcher at the Center for Media and Democracy, will join us to talk about the nuclear power renewal. It's not an accident, and it's not really related to climate change, although they'll ride that wave if they can. Yes, the nuclear power industry has plans to roll over your opposition and build massive new facilities over the next 20 years. Oh, and you get to pay for a lot of it, too. Isn't that swell? Next hour, as we continue impeachment week here on the Peter B. Collins Show, the author of the article of impeachment that will be discussed in the Judiciary Committee on Friday, Dennis Kucinich, will join us next hour. And we're going to ask him to explain the ground rules because Chairman Conyers has designated this a non-impeachment impeachment hearing. And under the arcane rules of the House, it appears that only Kucinich can make critical remarks about, say, President Bush. The others who will testify or present comments before the committee may be ruled out of order if they say things like, Bush lied. We'll get the lowdown an hour away from Congressman Kucinich. And then our second look at energy, Harvey Wasserman from Columbus, Ohio, the author of Solartopia. He's a visionary about renewable energy. He wants to talk about the Nuke Revival, and we're also going to talk about House Leader John Boehner's junket to Anwar. Well, they went up there with a bunch of Republican congressmen and came back and said it's okay to drill, only they didn't make it to Anwar. I guess in honor of Jack Abramoff, they just played a round of golf and came back. Lots more on the show today, including your phone calls at any time. You can call me toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And my email's always working. It's peter@peterbcollins.com. Your comments are welcome there, too. Eric Bollert writes for Media Matters. They're on the web at mediamatters.org. Eric, how are you doing today?
Good, and you, Peter?
Well, I'm doing all right. I feel like I need to take a shower before and after discussing this sordid series of outbursts from a man I'm embarrassed to say comes from the same city as I do, San Francisco. That's Michael Savage. And we started talking about this yesterday, and I applaud Media Matters for the in-depth coverage you have given to this, because this is an incredible assault that he has launched, and his comments are just so far over the top and out of line and irrational that it underscores that right-wing hosts can say anything and generally get away with it.
Yeah, he's the second most listened to talk show host in America behind Rush Limbaugh in terms of number of outlets and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, Media Matters has been pointing out for years that, you know, Michael Savage doesn't fall anywhere within the realm of, you know, mainstream talk or mainstream dialogue. And, you know, his latest attack on autism, where he claims that it's a fraud and it's a racket,
and 99% of the cases, it's a brat who hasn't been told to cut the act out.
Right.
I mean, that's insulting to any reasonable American. And when you see the way autism has grown exponentially in this country, I believe it's linked to toxins and in particular to mercury.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not a scientist and I can't quite prove that. But this is not something that has been made up and that is somehow access to the welfare state. And that's what Savage wants you to believe.
Yeah, and again, it's you know, there is a debate about autism. I mean, it's on the cover of the weekly magazines almost once a year. We've seen, not an epidemic, but we've certainly seen a sharp increase. I think it's particularly tied to America. So there's all kinds of medical and sort of sociological debate going on. But where Michael Savage comes in isn't even on the landscape of where anyone else is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we, you know, at Media Matters, we usually deal with politics and things like that, and he says just wild and hateful and made up things. But he sort of stepped out of politics and just sort of, you know, stepped into common sense. And in a way, it's helpful because people who don't pay attention to politics, and when he talks about how Democrats love terrorists or things like that, people who normally aren't exposed to him, people who maybe are active in autism or medical circles, sort of get an eye-opening experience, as sort of a heads-up to what the most, you know, the second most listened to conservative talk radio host in this country is up to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're seeing, you know, advertisers dropping him this week. You know, we and others have been telling advertisers for years that you don't want your product anywhere near these sort of lunatics. But, you know, a lot of them can draw the audience and the, you know, the sponsors look the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But when something like this comes up, you know, they sort of act surprised, but at least we give the credit ones who make the right decision.
And that includes Aflac, the insurance company.
Yep,
they've dropped.
And who decide to walk away because, look, there's no shortage of radio programs where you can advertise on this country.
Hey, I got some time available here, Aflac. I promise not to insult autistics. It won't be hard for me.
We've seen advertisers walk. We've seen news coverage across the country. I just happened to have my local CBS affiliate the other night. It was the top news story for all of New York City. We see a lot of action among the autism groups. And Savage hasn't apologized. He stands by his remarks. Of course, he claims he was taken out of context, which is what everyone says when Media Matter writes about that.
And then he makes a homophobic attack on Media Matters because, presumably, because David Brock is openly gay.
Right.
And I mean, that's as reprehensible as the attack on autism because, you know, if he wants to call out the work that Media Matters does, and if he wants to criticize on any reasonable basis what you have said or what you choose to publish on your site, that's fair game. But to make these smarmy attacks and to suggest that everyone at Media Matters is a gay person is just ridiculous.
We've heard worse. But in a way, I mean, you know, for the Bill O'Reillys and the Rush Limbaughs of the world, they make them look sort of civil and intelligent. So I'm sure they loved having Michael Savage run around the media landscape acting like a complete lunatic, because in comparison, they seem like statesmen and intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, the conservative movement, as far as I know, has never done anything to distance itself or disassociate itself with Michael Savage, whose show is just sort of a sewer of toxic monologues and hate diatribes.
Well, I describe it that he offers a free daily tour of his twisted mind.
Yeah.
And that some people choose to take it, you know, like a roller coaster ride.
Right.
Frankly, I'm not too interested. Now, Eric, let me just, for people who may not have been to Media Matters and haven't heard what exactly Savage said, you have a transcript there, and I just want to read two paragraphs.
Yeah.
And this is quoting Savage on his radio program. Now, you want me to tell you my opinion on autism, since I'm not talking about autism? A fraud, a racket. For a long while, we were hearing that every minority child had asthma. Why was there an asthma epidemic amongst minority children? Because I'll tell you why. The children got extra welfare if they were disabled, and they got extra help in school. It was a money racket. Everyone went in and was told, fake cough. When the nurse looks at you, you go, fake cough. I don't know, the dust got me. See? Everyone had asthma from the minority community. That was number one. Now the illness du jour is autism. You know what autism is? I'll tell you what autism is. In 99% of the cases, it's a brat who hasn't been told to cut the act out. That's what autism is. And this is just so twisted because, you know, he apparently can say these things and have no sense of how uncompassionate he's being and just how wrong he is. I mean, first of all, on the asthma stuff, maybe some kid got an inhaler that was paid for by public funds or a school nurse. But it's ridiculous to suggest that anybody would fake asthma. And the real link is that minorities often live in communities where there's a lot of pollution and other toxins present.
Right.
And the low rents are linked to the presence of these disease factors. And so for him to just write all that off as some sort of a welfare racket shows how far out of touch he is.
Right, and that's bad enough. And then he makes the leap to autism, which, as you mentioned, has nothing to do with welfare. In fact, I'm not a doctor either, but it seems to me it almost seems to be a suburban epidemic. So it's got nothing to do with this fact that, you know, these illnesses are manufactured to suck more money out of the government, which seems to be his premise for both illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it seems redundant, but obviously it has no fact and basis. So I think it falls within his larger realm of, you know, he's railing against this sort of victim culture.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tough enough, and his dad was tough enough to raise him not to have an illness. So if you have autism or another childhood illness,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're just not tough enough and you don't have parents who tell you what to do.
Well,
again, I mean, this is all sort of self-evident in that it's so...
But Eric, I'm going to read you part of an email here from a listener who describes himself as a longtime kind of lefty commie pinko baby, and his subject line reads, Savage is right on autism over diagnosis. And he wrote, like the ADHD disease, in quotes, this is totally suspect, and the real targets are the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies benefiting from this latest fashionable misdiagnosis. The only question that remains is whether autism is a real physical disease like mental retardation, or get this, a phony non-disease like ADHD, mental illness, or schizophrenia. Now, one more line here. So it was not cowardly to dissent here as Savage did, but it took guts, and the predictable advertiser cancellations happened. When this happens to your side, you people scream McCarthyism. Now, this is really troubling to me, because this guy's kind of a ranter. He's all over the place politically. But if his mind is open to accept this twisted non-information from Michael Savage, think of how many other people are uncritically being influenced by this.
Well, I think it's a pretty small percentage. I think people that it sounded like that emailer was predisposed and has been thinking about for a long time that autism was overdiagnosed, which is completely different than calling it a racket. So I think people who for whatever reason have been upset, they think the medical industry is overdiagnosing autism, would find a way to somehow defend Michael Savage, because it sounds like people like that are looking for people who will question the medical establishment because, again, someone who is predisposed to think that there's, you know, maybe a conspiracy going on.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break.
I don't think normal everyday folks who know about autism, who have a niece or a neighbor, you know, who has autism, mm-hmm. will hear Michael Savage's comments for anything other than what they are, which is just sort of hate speech.
Eric Bollard from Media Matters will continue in a moment on the Peter B. Collins Show.
If you like people who talk funny, listen to Stephanie Miller in the morning on AM 540 KRXA. Ha!
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Mandarin and Cantonese food prepared to order every day. The May family invites you to savor authentic Chinese dishes like congee and juke at Jim's Restaurant, 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.75 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget Jim's is tops for takeout and catering too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale with 2 hours of talk radio all about our daily challenges, our fears, changes, crisis, addictions. Over 1,700 of them, can you believe it? Using the 12 steps, the law of attraction, whatever it takes. Join me Saturday afternoons 3 to 5 with my guests and we'll find solutions together. The Sheila Show, Saturday 3 to 5 on KRXA, brought to you by Benji's Princess Monterey Whale Watching Trips. Open daily on Old Fisherman's Wharf, Monterey.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Doing
business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
"We're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service."
Juan specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, talking with Eric Bollard from Media Matters for America there at mediamatters.org. And, Eric, there's so much bad reporting going on right now, it's hard to pick and choose. But let me just focus in general on the comparisons that we've been seeing this week on coverage of Obama's trip to the Middle East and John McCain's lack of a superior narrative. And the media's been covering up for McCain on a number of fronts. On the homepage at Media Matters, you're reporting what I saw on Keith Olbermann's show last night, and I understand that Anderson Cooper also covered this, that on CBS, they interviewed John McCain, Katie Couric did, and they put up the whole transcript of the interview on the website, but only used portions, sound bites, on the CBS Evening News. And the parts that they left out showed that McCain offered a false timeline narrative of the so-called surge in when the Anbar awakening began.
Right.
And CBS decided that wasn't newsworthy, didn't run it, but MSNBC and CNN did at their expense. I find that fascinating.
Yeah. They seem to be, you know, McCain got the chronology mixed up. He put the Anbar awakening after the surge, but as you mentioned, it was before the surge. So then CBS is sort of faced with this dilemma, I think, of his answer didn't make sense. And rather than maybe treating that as news, they went back into the archives and sort of put piece together what they thought he meant to say, so it did make sense. You know, and CBS has defended it, saying, well, you know, we had this long interview, we do all kinds of editing and things like that, but over at Crooks and Liars just a couple hours ago, you know, John Amato put up a piece that quoted the CBS News ethical guideline, where if you ask someone an answer, you cannot cut and paste the response. You're supposed to broadcast the answer of a direct question.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears that CBS ran afoul of its own guideline by essentially trying to create the answer that it thought that John McCain wanted to give. Unfortunately, John McCain gave an answer that, as he's been doing more and more lately, got Central Facts wrong.
Yeah.
And Central Facts wrong about Iraq, about where Pakistan is, about who the Sunni and the Shiites are. I mean, his campaign has been littered with all kinds of rather glaring foreign policy errors. And just now, after weeks of these, the press is sort of very reluctantly thinking about connecting those dots.
Now, did you hear the whining by Mrs. Greenspan the other night? Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC was just apoplectic that the press hadn't been able to cover the hoop shot that Barack Obama sunk in Kuwait.
Right.
And, you know, after years of accepting the ground rules of the Bush administration to censor their coverage, I found it really refreshing to hear her complain about Obama.
Well, yeah, it was basically that was footage filmed by the DOD, who was in sort of in charge of the event, and it wasn't filmed by a press pool, and she sort of chalked that up as fake interviews, but which seemed like a stretch. I don't know. It just sort of seemed like sour grapes, and it didn't really. I mean, we've seen enough fake journalism and fake interviews from the Bush administration. I'm talking about, you know, the Jeff Gannons of the world and video news releases. I mean, the Bush administration actually did practice fake journalism. So let's not confuse that with sort of the, you know, how the DOD decided to handle the, you know, Barack Obama's visit to the military personnel in the Middle East.
And Eric, I want to recommend that people go to Media Matters and read your column. It's linked right there on the homepage about the slanted coverage coming from the allegedly neutral Associated Press. And you name names there, including Ron Fournier. And I want people to read that and keep it in mind the next time you see a byline from the Associated Press. Think, this could be slanted. Eric, thank you very much. We'll talk again soon.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That's Eric Bollard, MediaMatters.org. Coming up next, Diane Farsetta talks about the revival of nuclear power. Yeah, I mispronounced that on purpose.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Franklin Templeton Investments, provide a unique perspective to investors for over 50 years. Franklin Templeton Investments, gain from their perspective. I'm Charles Osgood. We tend to think of electric power generation as big, great dams for hydroelectric, huge windmills to capture that same force of nature that once helped man to set sail and navigate the world. But the human mind has also found ways to leverage animal power and man's own power. The wheels and bicycles, the pyramids, were built with manpower. And now something quite new that is literally a knee-jerk reaction. That story after this.
Attention RV owners, you might want to pull your vehicle over because I'm about to blow your mind. Ready? GEICO now insures all types of RVs like motorized, sport utility, towable RVs, motorhomes, trailers and pop-ups. And if there was an RV that levitated and ran on fish and chips, they'd probably insure that too. So see how much money you could save with GEICO. Oi, where you headed anyway? I hope it's a water park. I love those.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including RVs. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or visit GEICO.com.
Take chances with your important documents. Trust the Design Print and Ship Depot at Office Depot, the only place you'll find Xerox certified print specialists. Get your copies made by the experts at Office Depot. Plus, now get 25% off all finishing services, including binding, laminating, and more. At Office Depot, we get it done right and on time. Office Depot, taking care of business. Available in-store only. Offers not combinable with any other offer. Expires July 26th.
Scientists in the United States and Canada have now developed a device that can be strapped to the knee to exploit the mechanics of human walking to generate electricity. Not a whole lot of it, but enough to power radios, cell phones, and other handheld devices where there's no electricity to plug into when the batteries run down. The journal Science reports that researchers have been working on something like this for years now. They came up with a shoe-mounted device that was nice and light, but didn't generate enough electricity for practical use. They came up with a backpack device that generated power as it bounded up and down while you walk. That one generated plenty of power, but weighed too much for people to have to lug around. This knee brace invention is much lighter, and it puts out enough power to keep 10 cell phones going, or a radio, GPS locators, or handheld computers. That could be important for hikers or soldiers to keep in touch when they're nowhere near any source of power. Arthur Kuo, a mechanical engineer at the University of Michigan, helped to develop this. He says it works much the same as regenerative braking that charges batteries in a hybrid car. It collects the energy lost when you break your knee after swinging the leg forward with every step you take. One small step for a man. How does the rest of that go? The Osgood File. Transcripts, podcasts, and MP3s of these programs can be found at theosgoodfile.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Fritti di Mar Grill in Marina is a delicious haven for lovers of Italian seafood pasta and salads at neighborly prices. Owners Tito and Sonia Perez invite you to their new restaurant, Fritti di Mar Grill, for lunch or dinner weekdays and on Saturdays from 4 p.m. Every tasty meal comes with generous portions of Salvador and warmth. Fritti di Mar Grill is at 3056 Del Monte Boulevard in Friendly Marina. Browse to FrittiDiMarGrill.com or call 384-8525.
The staff and management of Natura Vita welcome all to the new Natura Vita store and restaurant at 650 East Laurel Drive in North Salinas. Learn firsthand about traditional and modern natural health products and practices while enjoying delicious and healthy food in a fun, clean, and family-friendly atmosphere. Smoothies, anyone? Come to the new Natura Vita store and restaurant, conveniently located at 650 East Laurel Drive in North Salinas.
Live
live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
In Peter B.'s America, the emperor would decree no new nukes.
Yeah, nukes, we can't.
She blinded me with science.
And this half hour, we want to prepare you for an effort to seduce you. The nuclear power industry in this country is gearing up for a resurgence. And they are hoping to trick you, manipulate you, sweet-talk you, or even greenwash you into submission in terms of giving public approval for a whole new generation of nuclear power plants in the United States. Diane Farsetta is senior researcher at the Center for Media and Democracy in the hotbed of activism. That's Madison, Wisconsin, where I will be next weekend, and I'm looking forward to being there for the Nonstop Radio Conference. Aldous Tyler will join us later on in the program today to talk about that. Diane, welcome to our program today.
Thanks for having me on, and great musical intro.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And I got to meet you and your posse in Minneapolis at
the
Free Press Media Reform Conference, and your boss, John Stauber, threw a hell of a party.
Yes, yes, we try to do that every year, or every time that they have the Media Reform Conference, because it's important to relax and get to know each other on a personal level.
And when did the hotel security come and shut you down?
You know, they never did, actually.
Oh, good. And you also host a radio podcast feature called The Weekly Radio Spin. Give a plug. What's that about?
That's right. That's a weekly five-minute feature that you can find on our website, which is prwatch.org. And basically, we say it's the stories behind the news. It's a radio version of our weekly spin email where we go into, you know, what are the players, what's the PR that's going on behind the headlines that's shaping what we're hearing and watching and reading about.
And I want to give the Center for Media and Democracy, and in particular John Stauber, fresh credit, because I want people to make this connection. John Stauber is the guy who went on the only television news report that has covered the propaganda operation of the Pentagon with those rented generals inserted on our television coverage of the fabulous shock and awe campaign in 2003. And Stauber went on there and told the truth. They had Bob Zelnick, a former ABC correspondent, to sell the Pentagon point of view. And I think it was Judy Woodruff who was trying to moderate this, and she was spinning in her chair as Stauber just relentlessly spoke the truth about this.
Okay.
And these were issues that had not been covered on PBS, and I watch that show almost every night. I haven't seen them return to it since.
Right, and I mean, and as you said, PBS was the only television program, really, except for Reliable Sources, did one or two segments on it on CNN, but, you know, these were the networks that were fooled. They were made into propaganda arms of the Pentagon. They went along with it. They didn't do their jobs of vetting who was coming on and whose talking points they were parroting.
Or maybe they did, Diane. We know that Eason Jordan from CNN bragged about how he went to a meeting with Rumsfeld with a list of potential generals and other retired military officials that they were going to feature on CNN and got Rumsfeld's approval. This was not an unconscious act on the part of the networks, at least not CNN.
Right. No, that's a really good point. You know, that everyone was so browbeat into flying the patriotic flag and thinking that it was patriotic to go along with the Iraq war effort.
Well, I think they also thought it would be good for ratings, that this was going to be the dominant story. It would push the other reality programming into the background. And so it was done with eyes open, in my opinion.
Right. Yes. And certainly now, you know, and I think the important question is, now that this information has come out, and there's still many more stories to be told in these 8,000 pages of documents that the New York Times had to litigate out of the Defense Department through a Freedom of Information Act request, there's still a lot of information to come out. And, you know, again, what are these media outlets doing now to make sure that they're not used like that again?
Yeah. Well, Diane, I want to turn now to your work on the nuclear power lobby and the efforts to build a whole new generation of nuke power plants in this country. And can you just repeat after me, nuclear?
Nuclear.
Isn't it easy? It's so easy, isn't it?
It's true. It's true. It's important to define your terms at the beginning, I guess.
So when I was growing up, we had a thing called the Atomic Energy Commission. And they had a mascot called Ready Kilowatt, a little animated character who was designed to make us feel safe with nuclear power. And in fact, the AEC, which is now called the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, was charged with the promotion and development of nuclear power in this country. And kind of like the way Monsanto sold us pesticides and said, oh, don't worry, everything's okay, the electrical generation industry and its pals and cronies in the nuclear services industry, including General Electric and Westinghouse, they primed the pump and fueled the propaganda machine that said, oh, nuclear power, you know, it's safe, it's reliable, and it's cheap.
Right.
And, of course, none of those has turned out to be true, especially the cheap, but the safe and reliable as well. And so we've had one major incident, Three Mile Island, during the Carter administration. I think it was about 1975. And we've had some other minor incidents. But to be fair, the nuclear power industry has had a fairly safe record. We don't have a Chernobyl in this country. But we could at almost any time. And I feel that people have become complacent about the risks of nuclear power. And I fear that there is a seduction planned to try to get us to look over here and say, ooh, global warming. That's evil. We got to stop that, so we got to get off coal, and that's a worthwhile goal. But when they suggest nuclear as the alternative, I want people to throw up a big red flag and say, wait a minute, you haven't dealt with the waste issue. We don't have a design that we can completely rely on, and there hasn't been a plant built in this country without a cost overrun in 35 years.
Right, and if you look around the world, there's that same pattern of massive cost overruns, massive time lags in building new power plants. As you say, there are so many issues when you talk about nuclear power. You know, energy is a complex issue, and I think global warming is obviously something we need to address. We need to change our energy policy. The nuclear industry is capitalizing on that. They're saying, look, we're a silver bullet. We're an organized lobby. We can do this. You don't have to think too hard. Don't worry your pretty little heads, America. We are the answer, but obviously that's not the case. It's a pattern that goes back many decades. You know, you mentioned Ready Kilowatt, the nuclear power industry, because there are so many very unique and very serious issues, I'll say, problems with nuclear power. They're really good at propaganda. They're really good at spinning. They're really good at marketing themselves to the public.
And they're good at lobbying, too, as your article points out. Tell us a little bit about Skip Bowman, a retired admiral, and the Nuclear Energy Institute.
Sure. The Nuclear Energy Institute is the main lobbying and PR arm of the nuclear power industry in the United States. They have a $45 million plus annual budget. And basically what they've been able to do is on all sort of a saturation campaign to get themselves into congressional offices, to get themselves more and more and more government subsidies at the same time to mount massive and very deceptive public relations campaigns to greenwash nuclear power. Skip Bowman is the head of the Nuclear Energy Institute. I wrote in the Progressive magazine back in June about the nuclear power lobby and talked about this presentation that he gave to Wall Street investors. One of many problems with the nuclear power industry is that when you look at building new reactors, Wall Street investors do their math and they say, we're not going to invest in this. You know, it's way too risky. It's way too costly. The returns on our investment are way too uncertain. We're not going to put money into this. So he's trying to court Wall Street by saying, we've been so smart. We've basically written the legislation. We've gotten all these things that we've asked for from the Bush administration. But at the same time, they need to go to the Bush administration and get more and more subsidies because Wall Street isn't kicking in its share, you know, if you will. So we're subsidizing what is very costly, very problematic. And also when you look at global warming, we need a quicker response than building new nuclear power plants will give us to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. I mean, nuclear power plants at the best, you would get a new plant up and online in 7 to 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen. I mean, we need to move more quickly than that.
And on Capitol Hill, we have a number of senators from oil and gas, like Mary Landrieu from Louisiana. She has never seen an oil gas subsidy that she didn't like. And on the nuclear side, it's Pete Domenici, who is fortunately retiring as the senator from New Mexico this year, but not without leaving quite a footprint, because he has inserted elements in the last two energy bills that have survived, even though the renewables that were supposed to the funding for renewables research that was in the same energy bills, and it was essentially the compromise to accept Domenici's pro-nuke stuff. All the renewables got stripped out, and as far as I know, all the subsidies and the insurance plan that Domenici has put together for the construction of new nuclear power plants have survived these conference committees in the Senate.
Right. And nuclear power, one of the reasons why they're being so successful is, you know, traditionally they are an industry that has given more and gotten more support from Republican legislators. But they've made a lot of headway, unfortunately, just in the past several years with Democratic legislators. So what you're seeing is more and more even responsiveness on behalf of Capitol Hill to the nuclear industry.
Well, let's get direct here about Barack Obama. He is from Illinois, which is where Exelon, one of the companies that has bought up others so that they now dominate the nuclear aspect of electrical generation in this country. You know, Obama has a carefully worded phrase where he talks about research to clean up coal and to make nuclear power safe. He doesn't explicitly embrace new nuclear power plants, but he hints at it in that phrase. What's your take on Obama's position on new nuclear power plant development?
Well, he is even more indebted to the nuclear industry than that. His David Axelrod, who is one of his top campaign consultants, was a former lobbyist for the nuclear industry. So he does have a lot of ties. He's got a shameful record, actually, if you look in the Senate, specifically on nuclear power issues. In Illinois, there were problems with nuclear power plants leaking radioactive tritium into the groundwater supplies in throughout Illinois, even just outside of Chicago. So when news of this got out, people were understandably very concerned. At the time, and still now, unfortunately, there was no requirement for nuclear power plant owners to report these incidents. So basically, people in Illinois went to Barack Obama and said, we need legislation on this. We need to make sure that these leaks are reported. We need to make sure that action is taken. You need to address this. And what happened was a process where he started off sort of authoring and supporting this bill that was strong until nuclear power industry representatives basically started leaning on him and got him to water down the bill significantly.
Mm-hmm. And does he have an articulated position either on his website or in any speeches that he's given during the primary campaign about this next wave and the interests of the nuclear industry?
Mm-hmm. Basically, he says he recognizes that there are issues with nuclear power that they need to be addressed, but his point is these issues of the nuclear waste, of threats from terrorists, of, you know, safety and health, that these need to be addressed, not saying how they need to be addressed, but if they are, he would support new nuclear power plants.
Interesting. Diane Farsetta is with us from the Center for Media and Democracy. She's got a blog. You can link to it at prwatch.org. That's prwatch.org. And the article we're talking about was published in The Progressive in its June issue. If you Google Farsetta and nuclear, that's how I found it, and you get around the subscription requirement over The Progressive. We would like to help them, but I needed to see the article. 888-5-PETER-B, if you have a question or comment, join us now. Toll free, 888-573-8372. Thanks for joining us today on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to Monterey Bay's progressive voice, KRXA 540. Think for yourself!
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in Soquel Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose-leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Rare frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive and Porter Street in Soquel.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following the Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after the Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays, 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Our lives are the way they are because we insist upon ignoring one of the deepest truths that has ever been given to us. Hate never yet dispelled hate. Only love dispels hate. These are the words of Buddha from the Dhammapada. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how honored I am to be with you on Saturday and Sunday mornings here on KRXA 540 AM. At 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to offer to you the alternative to hate and maybe help you understand the ebb and flow of love and exactly what love can be and do for a person like you and me. The peace we seek in this world is not through politics, religion, or philosophy. It is found in those moments of deep and profound silence where we recognize the truth that hate never yet dispelled hate. Only love can dispel hate. Come and join me, won't you?
Keep a secret.
When I paid you,
there's a hearing on Friday about impeachment.
Well, you took me with the glam.
Corporate media doesn't want you to know.
I should have.
Bush, Pelosi, they don't want you to know.
But I asked you for a dance.
Friday before the House Judiciary Committee, a hearing on impeachment.
I always get chocolates.
And Dennis Kucinich, the courageous Democratic congressman who's brought an article of impeachment that will be discussed at the Judiciary Committee, will join us about 15 minutes from now. And we'll talk about the bizarre ground rules that he may be facing on Friday due to congressional debate rules. And because Chairman Conyers has not designated this actually an impeachment hearing, the rules may limit the ability of anyone besides Kucinich to say something like, oh, Bush lied about the intelligence. He lied about the WMD. Based on the speech and debate rules in the House, it's possible that Republican members of the Judiciary Committee could call that out of order. And Chairman Conyers would have to reluctantly gavel the session to a close. I hope it doesn't happen that way, but that is possible. And we'll talk with Dennis Kucinich, scheduled to join us about 15 minutes from now. Diane Farsetta, senior researcher at the Center for Media and Democracy, prwatch.org is their website, continues with us. We're talking about the resurgence of the nuclear power industry. And Diane, in your article in The Progressive, one of the things I found fascinating is the way they are changing the approval process. Because in the past, they had to go through two sets of hoops, one about the site and the other about the kind of nuclear facility it's going to be. And apparently, from what you write, now the operating permit is separate from the siting issue, and the public will really only be able to debate the location, not the nuclear technology in the building. Is that a fair statement?
Well, it's even a little bit worse than that, I think, because basically you had a combined, it used to be the construction permit and the operation permit for new nuclear power plants were two separate processes with public hearings for each one. But now what happens is that there is at best sort of one instance for the public to have input, and oftentimes they will only be allowed to have input with, as you said, very incomplete information about exactly what they're having input on. Mm-hmm. You know, so they might know where the new units are being being proposed, you know, where this new reactor might come in, but they don't know anything about the reactor. You know, they don't know how large it is. They don't know what make it is. They don't know, you know, what are the strengths and weaknesses of this particular model. You know, what's the operating record of that kind of model. So, so this is what we're looking at, you know, at the same time that the industry is pushing for more and more, and they want to get something like 8 to 10 new nuclear power plants up in the next 10 years. And that's the first wave, and then there will be a second wave after that if they get their way. So this is what we're looking at. Actually, one of the people that I talked to, a nuclear safety person at the Union of Concerned Scientists, said in his estimate, the public has more of a chance to have input if a Walmart store is going to go into their community than if a nuclear power plant is going to go in.
Well, and one of the things I've heard to streamline this process and reduce any kind of potential objections is that they want to have one standard nuclear reactor, and that it will be approved by the NRC, and then no further approvals would be required. And in your article, you suggest that General Electric will win the franchise to produce this new kind of universal nuclear reactor.
Right. Well, you know, it's unclear. General Electric is certainly promoting nuclear reactors. It's design, and it's actually made reactors part of its sort of greenwash line, basically. It calls it eco-imagination. You know, you might have seen the extensive advertising campaign that GE has done saying that they're green now. So they include this nuclear reactor as part of their green line of products. But, you know, there are still multiple designs, multiple manufacturers for nuclear reactors out there. You know, it's unclear what will happen, you know, if this first wave of new reactors goes ahead. It's unclear if any particular designer company will be the winner in this. And with the introduction of new designs and a new possible range of designs of new reactors, it just makes things harder for the regulators at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
Mm-hmm. I made myself real unpopular at a dinner party a few years ago. I ended up seated next to the president of NBC News at the time, Neil Shapiro. And just making small talk, I said, "Hey, Neil, you know, I watch MSNBC quite a bit, and I've noticed recently some of these stories about how nuclear power is safe and it's making a comeback." And I said, "They never mention that General Electric, your parent company, is in the nuclear facilities business." And he reached for his glass of wine and said, "Oh, I'm sure that was just an oversight. We always disclose that." And I said, "Well, three times it was 0-3, Neil."
Right.
And then he changed the subject, which is what they do on NBC.
Right. And, you know, the other thing that's really concerning, too, you don't just have this lack of disclosure about the corporate interest of the media companies that are supposed to be informing us, but you also have these front groups, these lobbying groups, these fake grassroots groups being set up by the nuclear industry. So, you know, you might have heard about the Clean and Safe Energy Coalition, this wonderful group that's headed by former Greenpeace person Patrick Moore and former EPA head Christine Todd Whitman, talking about how green and how wonderful nuclear power is, but that's all funded by the Nuclear Energy Institute, the lobbying group that we were talking about earlier.
Well, and there's a group in Fresno that wants to build a nuke in the center of the Central Valley, and we've had the guy on once. He's a great salesman. He's a happy talk guy. Everything's going to be fine, and the lights will stay on.
Right.
I want to thank you, Diana, and I appreciate the work you're doing. Stay on it, will you?
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Diane Farsetta from the Center for Media and Democracy, and her blog is right there at prwatch.org. Thanks for listening to this hour of the Peter B. Collins Show. Our website is under a remodel, but you can click there on the homepage and get a podcast or an archive recording of this hour or any other hour. Pass it along to a friend. The website is peterbcollins.com. Isn't that a shocker? We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, you started the company more than 30 years ago, and was it partly because you were getting headaches from wine?
Absolutely. I'm an extremely chemically sensitive person. There were no wines, no conventionally grown wines that I could really drink and enjoy until I accidentally tasted my grandfather's wine and discovered to my extreme surprise that I could drink those wines without getting headaches. More and more people suffer the results of the accumulation of toxic substances in our environment, and our tolerance is getting really strained, and therefore it takes a very little amount of a toxic substance for them to start have an unpleasant experience.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE. Toll free, that's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent you.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hurricane Dolly loses momentum in South Texas.
The good news is further weakening is forecast during the next 24 hours.
The House approves a major bill to deal with the housing mess. I'm Bob Foss on Capitol Hill.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney.
Dolly, as a Category 2 hurricane, came ashore today at South Padre Island, Texas, 35 miles north of the Mexican border.
Trees are uprooted, roofs are gone, gas station canopies are floating in the middle of the street.
Dave Price of the CBS Early Show is there.
We just drove through downtown South Padre Boulevard, and it's like a river, complete with white caps. Everything that you expect to see in a hurricane. Down gas station roofs, a lot of roof damage, structural damage, but the amount of water and the fierceness of the wind are really something of note.
The wind gusted to 100 miles per hour, but the worst of that is over.
Dolly has moved inland and is now showing definite signs of weakening. In fact, it has weakened down to a Category 1 hurricane.
Dennis Feltgen at the National Hurricane Center. The major worry now is flooding. Dolly could dump up to 20 inches of rain in the Rio Grande Valley. Governor Rick Perry has already declared a disaster in 14 counties. Utility officials say more than 60,000 customers lost power, and that number is likely to rise. Now this.
Hey, Mr. Opportunity again. And if you're hearing my voice, that can mean only one thing. It's Honda clearance time. So, say it with me. Lucky you, because that means it's your chance to pick an Accord, a Civic, an Odyssey, or any other Honda you want for a deal that's very sweet. And even though this is summertime, you might want to put a little spring in your step because I don't hang around forever. Hey, it's your money. I'm just trying to save you some of it. The 2008 Honda clearance. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back. And I'm knocking.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Why
take chances with your important documents? Trust the Design Print and Ship Depot at Office Depot, the only place you'll find Xerox certified print specialists. Get your copies made by the experts at Office Depot. Plus, now get 25% off all finishing services, including binding, laminating, and more. At Office Depot, we get it done right and on time. Office Depot, taking care of business. Available in-store only. Offers not combinable with any other offer. Expires July 26th.
The House voting 272 to 152 has approved help for homeowners and the two companies that dominate the mortgage market.
The huge bill is aimed at shoring up the sinking housing market. It makes government-backed refinance mortgages available to families facing foreclosure, money to buy up foreclosed houses to stop neighborhood blight, and a generous tax credit to encourage first-time home buyers. House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer.
It's about stabilizing an entire economy.
President Bush asked for and got several provisions to protect mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, including an unlimited loan fund. That angered many Republicans, including their House leader, John Boehner.
And who's going to pay the bill? The American taxpayers. I don't think they can afford it.
The Senate's expected to pass the bill next, and reversing an earlier veto threat, President Bush says he'll sign it. Bob Buzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Barack Obama had a busy day in Israel, offering reassurance that he'd be a pro-Israeli president.
Israel faces determined enemies who seek its destruction. But it also has a friend and ally in the United States that will always stand by the people of Israel.
Obama also visited the West Bank and met with Palestinian President Abbas. John McCain, at a town hall meeting in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, talked about his plan to bring down the price of energy.
I think you know that the President of the United States announced that we would be, a week or so ago, that we would be lifting the moratorium on offshore drilling. The price of oil dropped $10. We need to drill offshore.
Today, the price of oil fell another $4 to $124 a barrel. New warnings that common everyday items might be hazardous to our health. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports.
We use them without a care. Cell phones, air fresheners, and cleaners. But now, new cautions. For the first time, a major U.S. healthcare center is issuing an advisory warning of cell phone risks. The University of Pittsburgh and its large UPMC network say,
keep the cell phone away from your body as much as possible.
Kids under 12 should use them only in emergencies, says a Cancer Institute director, Frank Lieberman. At the University of Washington, researcher Ann Steineman has found nearly 100 chemicals in scented household products not listed on labels. Several are classified hazardous. She's heard complaints for years.
Headaches, dizziness, breathing difficulties, asthma attacks.
Industry representatives dismiss all these claims and insist these products are safe. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Running low on ink? Office Depot can take care of you. We guarantee to be in stock on top brands of ink you need to keep printing. And Office Depot has low prices, so you don't have to worry about paying too much. Plus, use your Office Depot WorkLife Rewards card and get 10% back in rewards. Office Depot, taking care of business. In-stock guarantee not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Excludes HP. See store for details.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast?
W!
Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust.
W!
Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops...
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
Dennis Kucinich joins us in a moment here on the Peter B. Collins Show. I'd say it's time. Democrats took control after the 2006 midterms, impeachment has been off the table. But due to the courage and persistence of Congressman Dennis Kucinich, Democrat from Cleveland, there is a hearing scheduled for tomorrow, Friday, in the House Judiciary Committee, chaired by John Conyers of Michigan. Dennis Kucinich joins us this half hour. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you very much, Peter. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show always.
Well, I wish that you were too busy talking to big corporate media and national outlets to have time for me today, Congressman, because I think this is a very important issue, and it is a news story that has been generally buried or at least underplayed. And so I thank you for being with us, and I thank you for all that you've done to bring it to this stage. Let me ask you, please, to define what your understanding is of the proceedings tomorrow. Because what I have learned...
Friday,
I'm sorry. Today's only Wednesday, right?
Right.
Okay.
It's an easy mistake to make.
I'm one day ahead of myself. I apologize. So it is Friday, and it's 10 a.m. Eastern. Some listeners have wanted to know if you've been able to confirm C-SPAN coverage. Do we know?
I don't know. If I had that answer, I'd give it a I don't know.
Okay. All right. Very good. So what I understand is that there are now some ground rules that would prevent people other than yourself from actually saying, for example, I believe the president lied about the WMD, that your language is covered because you're the author of this bill of impeachment, but that others have to observe House rules that prevent you from making those allegations. And the distinction is that this is not technically an impeachment hearing.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. And the rules of the House indicate that you cannot say that the president lied, even if he lied.
And so when, for example, Elizabeth Holtzman, who was on our program yesterday, she served four terms from New York, was on the Judiciary Committee during the proceedings related to impeachment of Richard Nixon, when she makes comments before this committee, she cannot make any allegations of the type that you can.
No, I can't make the kind of allegation. And actually, anyone... who would say that could be ruled out of order. But it's particularly offensive for a member of the House to say it under the rules of decorum. So you cannot come out and say the word lie. But the English language is a marvelous, it's a marvelous construction, and there are many other ways that you can build a case without using that three-letter word.
Mm-hmm. So have you been working late at night with Roger's online thesaurus?
It sounds very French.
Right?
I would say pas de quoi.
Well, I appreciate that you have a sense of humor about this, but
in Congress, you better.
but I'm offended that the House leadership and Chairman Conyers would really insult you and us, those of us who believe that impeachment and accountability are appropriate here, by setting up what's going to be apparently a one-day media show, and maybe the media won't even show.
That's interesting. Well, for myself, I waited for an opportunity to put impeachment on the table. There's a table in the Judiciary Room, and I'm going to have the articles, and I will put them on that table, and then I will explain what I've just done. We need to have an open hearing because the consequences of the war have been so devastating for our troops, for innocent Iraqis, for our economy. A whole domestic agenda is being swallowed up in this, and it's affecting everything. And so, of course, to have any opportunity publicly to be able to bring this forward is an important opportunity. The consequences of that opportunity will hopefully be strong enough that it will cause greater public involvement.
Now, for example, one of the colleagues that you have on the Judiciary Committee is Democrat Maurice Hinchy from New York State.
Right.
I've talked with the congressman many times in the past. He's quite progressive on
a lot
of critical issues.
Good man.
And he had agreed to come on our program tomorrow and now has withdrawn. And it could be as simple as a scheduling issue. But
Maurice Hinchy's a good man. And I've always, he and I have worked together on a wide variety of things. He's So I would, if he said it was a scheduling conflict, I'd take him at his word.
Okay. But do you, have you talked with him about this hearing on Friday, and do you know what his posture might be?
No, because I think, you know, I really haven't had any discussion with anybody on the Judiciary Committee because I want them to hear my testimony fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hopeful that that they'll be there. And, again, this is one moment in time, but it's an important moment because it's the first chance that we've had to bring to a committee setting the full scope of the abuse of power of this administration and why impeachment, as the founders laid out, is an appropriate remedy. It becomes even more urgent when you look at the consideration that this administration has given to an attack on Iran. There has to be some restraint of power here to protect this country. And we are in danger of losing our country to a war based on lies and to an administration that has had an imperial reach and taken us into aggression against innocent people. This is devastating for America and for our history.
And, Congressman, with that explicitly in mind, that's why I want them to extend the respect to you, to the very serious article of impeachment that you're going
right.
to present, and to us as Americans who believe in our Constitution and believe in this process.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Absolutely. That should be there. They want decorum. They should extend respect. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And so what can we do? What can my listeners do? We've been calling members of the Judiciary Committee. I called Zoe Lofgren's office yesterday and trying to, you know, make sure that they attend the hearing. And we are asking them to support an effort to extend beyond Friday and have a full investigation into the article that you have brought and a full and fair hearing by the Judiciary Committee, not some sort of a very carefully orchestrated and truncated process.
I'm appreciative of what your listeners have already done because there's been a massive grassroots involvement that has resulted in tens of thousands of people signing petitions to the Congress. I just had petitions delivered here yesterday from people who have been working on this for quite some time. And there's a great love of country behind this, and it's important that people stay involved to read the articles of impeachment and to of each resolution that's out there involving the vice president, two involving the president, and to be conversant in them, and also to start a discussion across this country about what this means. When impeachment is seen as being not a legitimate remedy for great offenses against the Constitution, the U.S. Code, and international law, we've essentially taken a step in the direction of a dictatorship, diminishing the role of representative government, the Congress, and arrogating the role of president to something beyond the reach of law.
Indeed. Joe in Brookings, Oregon. Join us. It's Peter B. Collins with Congressman Kucinich.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, Nancy Pelosi and John Conyers are no better than co-conspirators of the Bush administration. Why are you letting yourself, Mr. Kucinich, be put in this box, these ridiculous ground rules? I mean, for instance, how do we even know that anybody other than C-SPAN is even going to be televising this hearing? The last time I seen you talk about impeachment, I seen C-SPAN covering it live, and everyone else just completely ignored it.
Well, I'm hopeful that we're going to break through on this so that there's a real discussion about the Bush administration's abuse of power. I mean, that's what this hearing is about, and I'm going to be presenting the articles. Whether they want to hear them or not, they're going to be put on the table as a legitimate remedy for the violations of law that have occurred. I've done it in a way without impugning anyone, but I have said that for any congressional leader to say that impeachment is out of consideration is to license this administration's abuse of power and its violation of law and contributes to the destructive undermining of the constitutional system of checks and balances and to the role of Congress as a co-equal branch of government.
And will the Democrats let you bring up the impeachment issue at the convention, or will they just let you speak to endorse Obama?
Well, first of all, I haven't been invited to speak, so I don't know what the answer to that is. And it's not my convention from the standpoint of it's a convention that belongs to the person who won the primaries, and that's Barack Obama. So it's going to be up to him to determine who speaks. And if I'm invited, I'll speak. If not, I won't. But more important is whether or not the accountability of this president is transferred to the next president, whoever that may be. Because the next president of the United States needs to understand through the action of Congress now that the Constitution is not just a piece of paper, that the Congress will insist on adherence to the rule of law, and that if the president doesn't, he'll be subjected to action.
We're going to take a break and continue with Dennis Kucinich, Democratic congressman from Ohio. Friday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, is when the hearing will occur in the Judiciary Committee. If you have a question or comment, my toll-free number is 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. You've got the Peter B. Collins Show. KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Well, good afternoon. Checking traffic on KRXA and pretty busy so far this afternoon. We'll get things started in San Benito County, 129 at 101. We're getting reports of a broken down dump truck that's blocking several lanes. Expect delays. San Juan Batista, San Justo Road at San Juan Highway. Jackknife Big Rig reportedly blocking both of the lanes there. CHP is on the scene trying to get that moved out of your way. Freedom, Bowker Road at South Drive. We have an accident with a couple of cars blocking lanes. CHP is on the scene. Southbound 17 just past the summit. Summit, we had reports of a broken down car right-hand lane. Looks like that may have been moved out of the way, but look for heavy traffic on the approach. In Morgan Hill, northbound 101 after Cochrane Road, empty baby carriage reported in the right-hand lane. Cars are swerving to avoid that. This is brought to you by Carfax. Do you know if the airbags in that used car you're buying work? Step one to finding out. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report or go to Carfax.com. I'm Nate Nix. That's traffic on KRXA.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show.
Lord, you better run.
A little protest music here from John Fogerty of Creedence. It's been a long, dark night, almost 7 years of intentional constitutional violations. Dennis Kucinich, congressman from Cleveland, trying to hold the Bush administration accountable through an impeachment resolution that will be heard, discussed, but not in a true impeachment hearing before the House Judiciary Committee this Friday morning. And Congressman, as I mentioned yesterday, we spoke to Elizabeth Holtzman, who was part of the team, the Judiciary Committee that reviewed the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. And one of the key points she made was that Congress cannot do nothing. That to describe impeachment as somehow optional or entirely political is a mistaken notion under our Constitution. And while I wish Congress had done nothing on FISA, had done nothing on funding the continuing occupation of Iraq, I do believe that Congress must take action on your article of impeachment.
Well, I think that it's going to be important to have her at the hearing for that reason.
Yeah. And do you think that argument will sway your colleagues?
I think it's good that it comes from someone who's a former member who was active in the last Nixon impeachment, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, Congressman, I understood that you had sought to invite an unnamed leader of a foreign nation, or at least an official of a foreign nation, who wanted to offer testimony along the lines of supporting your article of impeachment.
And there wasn't enough time to put that together, and because this hearing is coming up and Congress is scheduled to adjourn at the end of next week for the summer, so we weren't able to put that together. At some point, that the letter that they sent me would probably be released.
Okay. Can you offer any more details on that?
No.
Okay, I understand. Steve and Salinas, thanks for calling. You're on with Congressman Kucinich.
Okay. First of all, thank you, Congressman. I really appreciate your efforts.
Thank you.
And I got a letter today from Harry Reid asking me what I believe is the most important issue facing America. He's got it placed down here for other. I'm going to put that for number one. And see, the spineless leadership of the Democratic Party. I can no longer respect the Democratic Party. And is there something we can do, or anybody can do, to change
the
leadership?
In your opinion, what should the Democratic Party be doing?
They should definitely be holding hearings on impeachment. Absolutely. That tax thing, you know, the windfall profit, you know, the oil companies and everything else, they should be just tons of things.
Yeah, I think there is a disappointment with the party generally.
Is there a way to change the leadership?
Well, you know, I don't know that that's really going to happen. Is there a way? Sure. I mean, when the new Congress comes in, they vote. But I don't know that'll happen. I think that we're on a glide path here towards a lack of accountability unless the people of the United States have a strong enough outcry that it'll be heard.
Well, I called every member of the Judiciary Committee from California today.
Thank you.
And asked them to support you. And one that surprised me was the brother I talked to in Daryl Issa's office.
Oh, yeah?
He said he was leaning towards supporting it tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Friday.
Wow, I'd love to see that. Thank you, Steve,
okay.
And thanks for your activism. Susan in Soquel, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show with Congressman Kucinich.
Hi, thank you. Congressman Kucinich, I just love you so much. I was on your team the last time around. I'm still on your team, basically. I'm having a lot of difficulty with Barack Obama as our candidate. I was never a Hillary fan, but I mean, she's okay, but she's not who I wanted. I just don't know where to go with this. I thought about Cynthia McKinney, a green, a black, a woman, and beautiful. You know, I just don't know where to go. Did you endorse Obama? Have you endorsed endorsed him?
Well, you know, not formally. I did provide him with some help in Iowa on the second ballot.
I remember that.
For one time only. But, you know, I haven't had a chance to talk to him too much since then.
I'm sort of like the other caller. I don't know where to go with this. I have no faith in the Democratic Congress at all.
Well, you know, I'm a Democrat, and I'm trying to do what I can to make the party relevant and to make it respond to the concerns that people have. I haven't given up on the party, but I have to tell you, I have the same kind of concerns that you have, and I bring them inside, and I keep them inside the party as best I can in Democratic caucus meetings, on the floor of the House of Representatives and committee. I present a point of view that that whether the leadership wants to hear it or not, I present it. And I think that whether that is the point of view that holds sway at the moment, I think that sooner or later our concerns have to be addressed to stop a reach towards imperialism that this country has exhibited, to stop aggressive warfare, to start paying attention to things here at home, to change our trade laws, to have a national health care plan that really meets everyone's needs. I mean, there's so many things we need to take care of, and it should be consistent with the Democratic Party, but it's not right now. And yet, I think that if we continue at some point, it will be.
All right, Susan, I'm out of time, and we have other callers who just wanted to commend you, Congressman, so please accept their support as well. And we will be watching and supporting you on Friday. I wish you all the best in front of the...
Let's stay in touch.
All right, sir. I'd love to get a report after the hearing, and maybe you can do that.
Let's try.
Dennis Kucinich here on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're going to take a break and return with Harvey Wasserman, the author of Solartopia. We'll talk about John Boehner's recent trip almost to Anwar.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. An oil man who says we're running out of oil? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Oil man T. Boone Pickens was in front of a Senate committee yesterday talking about oil, and as you'd expect, he wants to drill for more of it. He wants to drill in Alaska. He wants to drill offshore. No surprise there. The surprise is what we're going to find when we do all that drilling, or not find.
I think you're going to get a rude awakening as to the value of the East and West Coast when it's opened up.
In other words, drilling alone is not going to end the price shocks. But it will end the argument. It'll force even the oil optimist to realize that the age of oil and natural gas is ending.
This is nothing more than a bridge to the next fuel. Because when you get to 2050, we're pretty well maxed out on hydrocarbons as a transportation fuel.
Where have I heard that before?
Even those who reap the profits of the carbon age have to recognize the inevitability of its demise.
Which is why T. Boone Pickens is putting his money into wind turbines in Texas, because America, he says, is the Saudi Arabia of wind power, with more accessible moving air than any nation on Earth. And according to the map he displayed to Congress, almost all of it is in the red states. My friends, you see what's happening. Oil man T. Boone Pickens and green man Al Gore are now on the same page. The red states are about to become the Organization of Wind Exporting States, and we'll have the blue states right where they want them, at the end of a very long power cord with the master switch somewhere in Texas. Now this.
I'm here to tell you that Geico.com is easy to use. I bet you already knew that. A website that's convenient and fast. Well, really, had no idea. Of course it's fast and easy. Now, allow me to go off script and tell you why Geico.com is so great. First, you can get a free rate quote right then and there. You can update your policy, make a payment, even report and track a claim. There's the news. There's the big aha. Sorry, just had to get it off my chest.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Dave Ross of the CBS Radio Network.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Sofas, dinette sets, mattresses, and more. If you have a home furnishing need, we're the place you need to be. So come on down to your friendly town of Marina and visit us. Furniture Outlet, 3056 Del Monte Boulevard in Marina.
Installing new transmitter, 50,000 cool ones. Operating the finest talk radio station west of the Gavilan Mountains. Priceless. KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
Hello, this is Solazar.
Hi, I'm Carolani.
Join us this Sunday at 6 p.m. for Good Vibrations, Tools for Transformation.
Together, we'll transform your relationships, communication, health, and the ability to reach your goals and dreams.
Good Vibrations, Sunday at 6 p.m. on AM 540 KRXA.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
That's a great song from Thomas Dolby. It's called Wind Power. And there I was in the Dolby section of the Peter B. Collins Tax Deductible Music Archives, and that one just jumped out of me. As the perfect theme music to introduce Harvey Wasserman. He's back. He's the author of Solartopia. Hello, Harvey.
Hey, great to be with you, Peter B.
How you doing? Are you a Thomas Dolby fan?
Absolutely.
Well, you better add that to your iPod.
You got it.
Wind Power. That's a great one.
I have a solar-powered iPod.
You have a...
I taped it to the top of my head.
Somehow I can imagine that, Harvey.
Yeah.
Knowing Harvey Wasserman.
Actually, I taped it to the top of my bike helmet,
uh-huh.
Which has a big No Nukes bumper sticker on it.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely.
Well, Solartopia is out, and it's a vision of our planet propelled by alternate energy sources. And Harvey does a great job of offering you a vision forward to the future. We should elect him to the Senate, where he could do a little more damage.
Absolutely.
So, Harvey, I want to talk to you about a couple of things today. In a little bit, I want to play a wacky clip from John Boehner, an Ohio congressman who is a leader in the House of the Republicans. And he went on a fact-finding mission close to Anwar, but apparently got diverted to a golf course nearby and just didn't quite make it.
Well, I think he thought that it was that the golf course was Anwar.
I see. Well, you know, maybe he got his directions from Jack Abramoff, and, you know, he's got that GPS that only covers golf courses.
Right. Well, we want. By the way, we call him Boehner here. I don't know if I can say that on a family show, but
you can.
We want him to join Bob Ney in the Ohio Congressman Country Club.
Yeah.
In the federal penitentiary.
But Ney has been released. Did you know?
Oh, he has. Oh.
Yeah.
And here's, that's what we call a toxic emission.
Well, here's something interesting, and give me your counsel here, Harvey, because I've been offered an interview with Bob Ney.
Yeah.
He has just completed some form or some phase of his probation, and so he's now allowed to talk to the media. And he's been hired by a friend of mine, Ellen Ratner, at Talk Radio News Service in Washington. And Ellen says, oh, gosh, you know, yeah, he went to jail. He's paid his price. But he knows a lot about the Middle East, and he needs a job. So at some point, I may have an opportunity to talk to him. Should I?
What's he going to talk about?
Well, I would talk to him about the Abramoff scandal.
Oh, that would be good.
And why he went to jail.
Absolutely. And, you know, did he find Jesus there?
Well, I could ask him.
Don't they all?
Well, some of them found him before they went to jail, Harvey.
Yeah. You need to ask him about the what we can do to prevent this election from being stolen. You know, we have seen a stunning inactivity over the past 8 years. If I can get a phrase from Al Gore about a global warming, glacial inactivity,
mm-hmm.
You know, from the Democrats about protecting this election. And we have made progress, there's no doubt. It will not be as wildly open to theft as was the 2004 election.
Mm-hmm.
But we're alarmed, and you know, my co-author Bob Fitzgerald and I, we are putting out a national call for everyone to become a poll worker.
Well, in fact, I read the three-point tip that you offered that circulated a couple of weeks ago. One is to make sure that everybody you know has a photo ID,
yep.
because that is now the law, as bad as it is.
Sure.
Number two, you encourage people to become a poll worker, and then also to stick around after the polls close and monitor the count.
Absolutely. And bring tape recorders and video equipment to the polling places,
mm-hmm.
because you know, we can't, and cell phones, we cannot have this happen again. And you know, there is actually a shortage of poll workers. The poll workers have tended to be the elderly, and as you know, they're not exactly a lot of them are not going to be able to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long, grueling day, but it is just a day. And my sister has been a poll worker, and poll judges need to be judges as well. In this process, and so we really are encouraging people to do this,
mm-hmm.
Because it's the only way, it's one of the ways we'll be able to protect the election.
Well, Harvey, we will get to issues of the environment, but I think this is really important. Richard Hayes Phillips, who I know you know, has published his book Witness to a Crime, and he continues on a speaking tour here on the West Coast. I attended a session last Saturday here in the Bay Area, and it was fascinating to hear his description of his forensic investigation, going to all these, he didn't go to all of the 88 counties, but he went to many of the counties in Ohio, and got various levels of cooperation or non-cooperation
right.
from the officials who manage our elections. But the bottom...
There was one precinct where they put it, that those tar and feathers on him, but he did survive that.
Yeah. Anyway, he tells the story very well. I recommend, the only place to get the book is at his website, witnesstoacrime.com, and it includes a CD-ROM that allows you to look at many of these tainted ballots yourself. And you can see the ones where they put the little sticky over the Kerry vote and then badly colored in the George Bush space. You see the district, the precincts where they use punch cards and they put the wrong punch card in the wrong machine, so it shifted a vote from Kerry to one of the minor party candidates. And
that's right. It happened in many precincts. Now, I went to a precinct, a county in rural Ohio, and I went into the warehouse where they had the ballots stored, and, you know, the roof was leaking, the stuff was in boxes all over the place. It was a joke, and I am a plaintiff in the King Lincoln Brownsville lawsuit. They tried to deny me an absentee ballot, we won a federal court decision requiring the preservation of the ballots from the 2004 election, and we're informed a few months ago by the now departed Attorney General of the State of Ohio that 56 of the 88 counties, contrary to federal law, destroyed their records from the 2004 election.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be having a general exodus from county election boards into federal prisons, but of course none of that has happened.
Well, you got a great attorney named Cliff Barnabek there who is working on these cases, and it's interesting because with the Republican IT people who've been identified, Spoonamore's come forward and fingered this guy Connor, we now have people to depose. And people who could cough up information on, oh, say, the elusive Karl Rove.
Yeah, well, it would be great. If we had the funding to proceed with these cases, it would be fantastic. Freepress.org is where people can go for that. But, you know, it's amazing that the Democratic Party over the past 8 years, you know, just from 2000 and then 2004, has not lent a hand at all in any of this. And
yeah.
You know, I hope to God that the Obama campaign gets awake to this issue, because in the key states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, we are still very...
Vulnerable.
That's
right.
The theft. And, of course, Indiana, Georgia, where they passed the laws requiring photo ID, that's even worse. So this is a huge issue. And it's kind of like, I have to say, to make a segue here, it's kind of like the energy issue where people are talking production. You know, Obama's talking turnout. But it's efficiency in the energy sector and election protection in the election sector that really are going to make the difference.
Yeah. Before we go to the environment, Dave's got to come in about elections. Hi, Dave. You're on the air with Harvey.
Hey, Peter. Harvey, I love the idea of people watching the polls and poll workers, but how do they know what's going on in those machines?
That's the other shoe. Everybody is aware, I think most people are aware, that the e-voting machines, the electronic touchscreen machines, are absolutely worthless. Now, you do have the right, and I think poll workers can encourage people to do this. If you come into a polling station and there's an electronic voting machine, you have the right to a paper ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, and poll workers can encourage people to demand paper ballots.
But make sure that they don't give you a provisional paper
ballot.
That's
exactly right. Provisional ballot is going to go in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
There are many more restrictions and requirements on filling out a provisional ballot than a regular one.
Right.
Now, one thing is that being a poll worker is a paid situation. You do get paid for the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 25 cents an hour, which was minimum wage when they first. But, at any rate, or maybe there's still minimum wage, I think, in Bush's America. But, the electronic machine.
Are you whining?
Yes.
I'll have Phil Graham come over and talk to you, and Wendy will sit on you.
Yeah, right. So,
tell you some Enron stories.
I got a few of those myself. So, the bottom line is the electronic machines are still a problem. A very good friend of mine named Lori Grace is working on that, and we are planning on working on that too. But, one of the things is the electronic machines have gotten a lot of attention, rightly so. And when Bob Ney comes out of jail and you want to interview him, you can ask him about that.
But, yeah, Mr. Hava.
Yeah, right. But the flip side is voter registration. I mean, we expect many millions of people to show up on Election Day expecting to vote and to find themselves having been deleted from the poll mm-hmm. rolls, and that's what they did in 2004 in Ohio to over 300,000 voters.
Mm-hmm.
I have to remember also that in 2004 it was four states that turned the election, Ohio, Nevada, New Mexico, and Iowa.
Well, and Harvey, what Richard Hayes Phillips pointed out is that it was three counties in Ohio, near Cincinnati, right where I grew up.
Claremont,
Butler, and Miami.
What's that?
I think Miami.
No, it was a different one. I can't remember. And
Butler, Claremont, okay.
We'll think about it in a minute. Yeah. But at any rate, yes, those three counties gave Bush more a higher margin than his entire vote count, the margin in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And, that one. Claremont County is the one that declared a homeland security alert
right.
7:30 when the polls closed and locked up the ballots, drove away the media, and did a vote count in some, secure warehouse that nobody had access to and nobody's seen since.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is the kind of thing that we really have to watch out for. Now, if we had poll workers in place, in Claremont County, they could have called in, the media called in, everybody else, and we could have had a nice big confrontation about where those ballots were really going to go.
Harvey Wasserman.
Neither the FBI nor the Homeland Security Agency will take responsibility for that so-called homeland order.
Well, it was a very local Homeland Security emergency.
A couple of drunks threatened to blow up a bar, I think.
I'm not going to digress any further. Harvey Wasserman is with us, and what we intended to talk about today is what we'll talk about now, which is some energy issues, and in particular, last hour, Diane Farsetta was on with us from the Center for Media and Democracy. We talked about her story from the June Progressive about the resurgence of the nuclear industry in this country, Harvey, and with big lobbying from the Nuclear Energy Institute and a lot of high-powered support from people like Senator Pete Domenici. The nuke industry has big plans to bring us a whole new wave of nuclear power plant construction over the next 8 to 15 years. And one of the ways they're trying to sell it to us is, global warming. Well, these nuclear power plants don't produce carbon emissions. That's the answer.
Yeah,
You can say crap.
First of all, we'll start at the top. Al Gore has done a great job of alerting the world to the dangers of global warming, but he's left the back door open. you know, you don't get the world all concerned about global warming and then allow the nuclear industry to run around saying nuclear power is the solution. I actually got a personal letter from Al Gore in 2000 when they were doing the Kyoto Accords, saying, assuring us at Greenpeace that nuclear power is not going to be considered a solution to the global warming problem. But in all the all his public appearances and in Inconvenient Truth, there's no mention of the fact that global warming is worsened by nuclear power, and we really, it would be greatly appreciated if he'd shut that door. The nuclear industry has jumped in with a multi-billion-dollar campaign here to sell nuclear power as a solution to global warming. It's very, absolutely not. There's the global warming problems with the mining, the milling, the enrichment of uranium, the transport of the fuel, the decommissioning of the reactors, the management of spent fuel, all, and then there's the direct heat emissions from the plants. You know, nuclear power is a global warming nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the water that's required to cool these plants usually causes them to be sited near a river or an ocean, and that's because of the massive amounts of water required, and certainly it is a contributor to the human elements that add to the temperature of the planet.
Yeah, and now we're in an amazing situation, and it's happened in both Alabama and in France, where reactors have had to shut because they're on rivers, and they, in the heat of the global warm summers, their emissions will drive the rivers that they dump their hot water in these nuclear plants over 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Now, you know, you could open a restaurant right next to a nuclear plant and just cook the fish right in the river, or pull them pre-cooked out of the river. I mean, you know, it's insane. And here we have this industry saying it's going to help global warming, and they're having to shut in the middle of global warm winters. I mean, summers. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
The Rocky Mountain Institute, which is Amory Lovins' place,
right,
has shown that a dollar invested in increased efficiency will save seven times as much energy as a dollar invested in nuclear power plants will produce. There's a couple other problems with nuclear, aside from, you know, minor details like terrorist attacks and Chernobyl and Three Mile Island.
Cost overruns?
Yeah, cost overruns. Well, they can't build these plants in less than 10 to 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an instance now. They're building a so-called new generation reactor in Finland, the first so-called new generation reactor, and it's already working on it for more than 2 years, and it's already 2.5 years over budget, 2.5 years behind schedule, and $2.5 billion over budget.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll return with Harvey Wasserman. His newest book is Solartopia. Google it or grab it from your local independent bookstore. It's a blueprint for our energy independent future, at least independent of fossil fuels. More in a moment on the Peter B. Collins Show. Lines open at 888-5 Peter B.
You're listening to KRXA 540.
Well, good afternoon. Checking traffic on KRXA and pretty busy so far this afternoon. We'll get things started in San Benito County, 129 at 101. We're getting reports of a broken down dump truck that's blocking several lanes. Expect delays. San Juan Batista, San Justo Road at San Juan Highway. Jackknife Big Rig reportedly blocking both of the lanes there. CHP is on the scene trying to get that moved out of your way. Freedom, Bowker Road at South Drive. We have an accident with a couple of cars blocking lanes. CHP is on the scene. Southbound 17 just past the Summit, we had reports of a broken down car right-hand lane. Looks like that may have been moved out of the way, but look for heavy traffic on the approach. In Morgan Hill, northbound 101 after Cochran Road, empty baby carriage reported in the right-hand lane. Cars are swerving to avoid that. This is brought to you by Carfax. You know if the airbags in that used car you're buying work? Step one to finding out. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report or go to Carfax.com. I'm Nate Nix. That's traffic on KRXA.
Hi, I'm Debbie LaSala from LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli at 250 Casa Verde Way in Monterey. Buy Right has been a family-owned Monterey Bay treasure since 1938. Hungry for delicious sandwiches? Join the many LaSala regulars who love our tasty, hearty sandwiches prepared with fresh-baked Palermo bread. Eat in or grab on the run at LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli. Whatever your choice, we at LaSala's will greet you with Mon Pa hospitality and truly awesome meals. And remember, sandwich trays are also available for meetings and parties. La Sala's By Right Market and Deli is located on the west side of Highway 1, exiting at 250 Casa Verde Way and going just past the first stop sign. For more information, call 372-6824. That's 372-6824. La Sala's By Right Market and Deli, a Monpot treasure at your service for 70 years.
Ever thought about shipping your child to a remote island? Want to send them to their room for the rest of their life? I can help. I'm Mark Lecluse, an intern psychotherapist practicing in SoCal under the supervision of Dr. Chaim Barton. For the past 10 years, I've been helping parents, teens, and kids overcome challenges in their lives, and I'd like to help you too. I can work with your family to resolve conflicts, improve communications, and solve problems. Together, we can turn struggles and challenges into opportunities for growth and connection. I offer an affordable sliding scale and am currently accepting new clients. Please call for an appointment. 831-818-4033. Parenting doesn't have to be so hard. I'm Mark Lecluse. Give me a call. 818-4033. That's 818-4033.
We continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show. Free Speech Zone coming up about 15. Your calls and comments, any subject, any viewpoint from anywhere within the sound of my voice. My toll-free number is 888-5-PETER-B. We continue with Harvey Wasserman. His latest book is Solartopia, Our Green-Powered Earth, AD 2030. He's going to get there faster than the G8 promised. Isn't that special?
This ain't no technological breakdown. Oh, no, this is the road.
And Harvey Wasserman, one of your wacky Republican congressmen from Ohio, and in the German it is pronounced Boehner, John Boehner, recently gave an interview to Wolf Blitzer on CNN about a trip he made almost to the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
A delegation of House Republicans will leave on Friday for a trip to the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. It's also known as ANWR. They're drilling for answers to help break America's dependence on imported foreign oil.
Don't you love that drilling? Yeah, drilling for answers, Wolf. Clever.
Now, Congressman John Boehner is the House Minority Leader, the top Republican in the House of Representatives. He's joining us now from Capitol Hill. Mr. Leader, thanks very much for coming in.
Harvey, is that his hair or is that a comb-over?
Yes. Afternoon, Wolf.
You know you disagree with the putative, the incoming leader of the Republican Party when it comes to drilling in Alaska. Here's what John McCain said recently about his opposition to drilling in Alaska because of the pristine environment and all of that. Listen to what he says.
It's called the Arctic Natural Wildlife Refuge for a reason. It's a refuge.
All right, why do you think that McCain is wrong?
I just think that House Republicans and myself, we're for all of the above. We need more conservation. We need more biofuels. We need to speed the development of alternative sources of energy. But we need more nuclear electricity produced in our country, and we need to produce a more American-made energy. And you know, while John McCain...
Go ahead, Harvey.
It's amazing. Has a Republican in recent memory ever enunciated the word efficiency? Is that like banned from the... Is that like a curse word, one of the seven words that...
You bet.
George Carlin... The Republicans are not allowed to... Can't pronounce the word efficiency or mass transit. Is that another one that they can't talk about?
Or nuclear. They don't know how to say nuclear, right?
Nuclear. You know, it's amazing. Only people who advocate nuclear power call it nuclear.
Right.
Most of the people who are against it always pronounce it right. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
All right, a little more from Boehner here.
And I may disagree on one part of that American-made energy. John McCain believes we ought to drill on the outer continental shelf, that we ought to be drilling in the Intermountain West, where Barack Obama And most Democrats on Capitol Hill don't want to drill anywhere to produce more American-made energy. And so while we might disagree on a piece of it, John McCain and I agree on much more than what we disagree.
But this is a significant...
So what's interesting here, Harvey, is while Boehner is talking, CNN is using B-roll, that's the pictures that they just put on to keep you occupied, of critters occupying the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, not natural. And it helps mislead, because ultimately what we learn is that Boehner didn't actually make it to Anwar.
Yeah.
They went somewhere at our expense and had a lot of drinks, but they didn't actually go to inspect the area that they want to drill.
They wanted to save gasoline, precious gasoline. So, it's like the guy, there was a great routine in The 2,000-Year-Old Man, Sid Caesar and Mel Brooks, I don't know if you remember, but
sure.
They're talking to a guy and he was trying to swim the English Channel, and he said he swam. It's 20 miles wide, and he swam 19 miles, but he got tired, and he had to turn back.
Well, and Boehner didn't have enough money to cross the bridge to nowhere. The toll there is really steep. You got to remodel Ted Stevens' house.
Yeah, these Republicans are just really outside the realm of sanity here. And to talk about, first of all, the oil companies have more than enough leases to drill all the oil they want.
Right.
This is all, they can drill offshore in many places. They have places where they major oil fields where they don't want to drill because they're using this as a lever to get more drilling permits, just like Enron jerked around the electricity supply, in 1999 to, raise the price of electricity 700%
mm-hmm.
in some places in California. So now we have these gas prices going through the roof strictly by manipulation. Now we are, of course, running out of oil. But that's in the bigger picture, in the short term.
Well, and Harvey, the other thing that's really telling, I snuck a glance at the Wall Street Journal the other day, and the oil companies are actually spending more to buy back shares of their stock and make the companies worth more than they are on research and development right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that shows you what their priorities are, and yet the Republicans, want us to believe before November that if we authorize further drilling, that our gas prices will go down, and it's a crock.
No, it's ridiculous, they know it perfectly well. They're getting millions of dollars in handouts from these gas and oil companies, and they're screwing the public as usual. And this whole nuclear, we call it a relapse. Is absolutely insane. And, I hope that those people who are even thinking about building new nuclear plants will look at what happened in the 1970s.
Harvey, I want people to buy Solartopia. What's your website?
www.solartopia.org and harveywasserman.com.
All right, Harvey, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Peter. Keep up.
Bye-bye.
We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company, which offers more than 60 different wines made with certified organic grapes. Veronique, French wines are intimidating for some American consumers.
Mm-hmm.
How do you help break it down for us?
Don't be intimidated. What is there to be intimidated about? There's nothing too exotic about them. You either like them or you don't like them. It's really simple. You either like Van Gogh or you don't. You either like the Beatles or you don't. Wines are really a form of a vibration in a bottle, just like poetry, just like music. And the style of music that you like. So maybe you're going to love French wines. And then go for it.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE toll-free. That's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent you.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. With wind and pelting rain, Hurricane Dolly came ashore at South Padre Island, Texas today. Roofs were ripped off, trees uprooted, and roads are underwater. But the storm is no longer over water.
The latest position on Dolly places the center of the storm about 50 miles to the north of Brownsville, Texas. So it is inland. moving to the northwest right now at about 8 miles per hour.
Dennis Felkin at the National Hurricane Center says Dolly is diminished. It's gone from a Category 2 storm to a Category 1.
Dolly should continue to weaken overnight tonight, and it should weaken to a tropical storm status sometime late tonight or early tomorrow, and weaken to a tropical depression in about 24 hours.
So wind won't be a problem, but rain will, with a foot or more expected before it's all over.
Help is on the way if it's not already there.
Governor Rick Perry has issued a disaster declaration for 14 counties.
This is Texas, and our approach is to lean into these problems, to stage the necessary personnel, the equipment, the resources, so that they can move into those effective areas as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
Utility crews have their work cut out for them. Tens of thousands of customers lost power. In the House today, overwhelming passage of the bill to prop up Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and to help 400,000 homeowners avoid foreclosure.
We're addressing a crisis of historic proportions, and the bill protects the futures of our families and their housing.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, quick passage is expected in the Senate. President Bush had threatened to veto the bill. He says $3.9 billion in neighborhood grants would benefit lenders, not homeowners, but the White House now says he'll go along. Another voice heard in the debate about the safety of cell phones. CBS News correspondent Barry Vagnato reports.
Answer that, and you could be damaging your health. That's what the University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute warns in what's believed to be the first cell phone advisory issued by a major U.S. healthcare center.
Try and minimize the amount of usage time when you're holding the phone next to your head.
The wireless industry says studies worldwide show cell phones are safe. Institute official Frank Lieberman argues the research is inconclusive. The jury's still out.
The safe thing to do is to counsel caution.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
There's nothing like iced tea on a hot summer day, but if you're prone to kidney stones, too much can put you in the hospital. Dr. John Milner at Loyola University's Stritch School of Medicine says iced tea has high concentrations of oxalate, a key substance in the formation of stones.
It doesn't take long. It can develop over a period of weeks to months.
He says water is a better choice, or lemonade, which actually slows the development of kidney stones. The price of oil down another $4 a barrel today, and stocks were higher, the Dow up 29 points, the NASDAQ up 21. This is CBS News.
Great moments in Olympic history from Tiger Balm.
In 2000, the women's softball team did America proud by pulling through for gold. You, on the other hand, somehow pulled a tricep after trying some weird new swing at the batting cages.
Oh!
Nice job.
Tiger Balm is the natural way to conquer pain. 100-year formula, trusted by athletes from more than 100 countries. Tiger Balm works where it hurts. Available everywhere.
For this summer's ultimate fun on the water experience, you need to get into a Sea-Doo personal watercraft or sport boat. For a very limited time, you can get no money down, no interest, and no payments until next season. Plus a gas card valued up to $2,000 based on model or a 3-year limited warranty. Hurry in to your local Sea-Doo dealer today for details. Sea-Doo, the good life just got better. Offer ends 8/21/08, subject to credit approval restrictions apply. See dealer for details or visit seadoo.com.
China's pulling out all the stops for the Summer Olympics in Beijing. CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett has details on the fireworks.
They've already had rehearsals. And fireworks will be a big part of the Olympics opening ceremony. It'll be a 20-minute show. From 73 points surrounding the Bird's Nest, the main stadium, shells will be fired. And for the first time ever, pyrotechnic Olympic rings will be seen above the stadium. Fireworks will mimic 2008 smiling faces in the sky. More shells will go off at part of the Great Wall of China. On the Olympic green, there will be dragon-shaped displays. In the land where gunpowder was invented, experts will use technology and minimal smoke powder to cut down on pollution that comes from 35,000 bursts. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
The Chinese government has issued strict instructions about topics of conversation with foreign visitors. Don't ask their age, how much they make, about their love life, or their political views. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Hey, Mr. Opportunity again, and if you're hearing my voice, that can mean only one thing. It's Honda clearance time. So, say it with me. Lucky you, because that means it's your chance to pick an Accord, a Civic, an Odyssey, or any other Honda you want for a deal that's very sweet. And even though this is summertime, you might want to put a little spring in your step, because I don't hang around forever. Hey, it's your money. I'm just trying to save you some of it. the 2008 Honda Clearance. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back. And I'm knocking.
Chances with your important documents. Trust the Design Print and Ship Depot at Office Depot, the only place you'll find Xerox certified print specialists. Get your copies made by the experts at Office Depot. Plus, now get 25% off all finishing services, including binding, laminating, and more. At Office Depot, we get it done right and on time. Office Depot, taking care of business. Available in-store only. Offers not combinable with any other offer. Expires July 26th.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B. And be part of Peter B.'s America.
I think it's time to get behind the bar, belly up, and have a drink. Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show. It's the Free Seat Zone. My lines are wide open to hear from you on any subject, including the secret topic of impeachment. And there's also this story. George W. Bush, in off-the-record comments, said, Wall Street got drunk. It's got a hangover. I guess a boozer like Bush would know what he's talking about. That's Bush.
Sitting here drinking, trying to keep him thinking I'm a boozing my troubles away.
That'll work.
But now I couldn't make her stay. We're doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one. I'm finished with the other one. I'm drinking my baby goodbye.
According to the New York Times, last week at a fundraiser in Houston that was closed to the press, Bush loosened up a little bit and offered some comments just after he said, can you turn off all the cameras? So Bush is quoted as saying, Wall Street got drunk. That's one reason I asked you to turn off your TV cameras. It got drunk, and now it's got a hangover. The question is, how long will it sober up and not try to do all these fancy financial instruments? I don't know exactly what he means by that. Maybe he had a couple of pops before he was appearing at a fundraiser for Congressman Nick Lampson, a Republican. Oh, wait. I got the backwards. Fundraiser for Pete Olson, the Republican challenging Democrat Nick Lampson. That makes more sense. The other thing that he offered is that Crawford was just a set for photo ops. Because when he leaves the White House, they're moving to Dallas. He said, Laura's over there trying to buy a house today. And we thought he was taking the family to Paraguay so that they could avoid extradition. Well, you may want to comment on that, but I think the most important subject of the day is what you heard from Congressman Kucinich, who joined us last hour. And he is such a restrained man. You heard the callers talking with him. You heard me talking with him. And he doesn't take the bait to offer, you know, real blunt criticism of the Democratic leadership. It's implied. You can read between the lines and hear him say it. But he uses incredible diplomacy to operate in the Congress and in the Democratic majority, where he clearly is a minority voice. And it is so insulting to me that Conyers and Pelosi have conjured up this little sop to Dennis Kucinich. And this is a hearing. I'm going to get up early on Friday and hope C-SPAN does cover it. It'll be on at 7 o'clock Pacific time in the morning. And it may be very brief. Because as you heard, under the rules of the House, since Conyers has not declared this to be an impeachment hearing, the rules of the House do not permit members to, for example, accuse George W. Bush of committing a crime. Now, that's what the article of impeachment is all about. So Conyers calls this hearing, it's a discussion, it's not a formal impeachment hearing.
they're going to discuss Denis Kucinich's article of impeachment. And presumably Dan Lundgren, and I expect him to be the point person for the Republicans here. He is an odious and onerous Congress member from the Sacramento area. And he used to be California's Attorney General. Before that, he was a member of Congress back in the Reagan era. And I know Dan a little bit. I haven't talked to him in several years. But he is very self-righteous, very much a party loyalist, and he'll use every maneuver possible, I believe, to shut this hearing down. When Scott McClellan came up on the Hill, Lundgren got very uncomfortable with the conversation going back and forth, the questioning of Scott McClellan, because it was edging up to impeachable offenses. And he tried to derail that session with Scott McClellan and even mentioned that, hey, I think this is kind of like impeachment and this is not an impeachment hearing. So I'm disappointed. I continue to respect and appreciate the work of Denis Kucinich, and you heard him acknowledging how confining these rules will be. And then in a kind of rare expression of humor, I've talked to Denis Kucinich many times, and he's usually pretty humor-free. He joked a little bit about the range and depth of the English language and how he'll find a way to make accusations against the president without quite violating these rules of the House. So my lines are open for you, and I'd like to hear from you. Do you share my feeling that this is unfortunately a sham and that we need to redouble our efforts? Steve from Salinas told me he called every California member of the Judiciary Committee. Thank you, Steve. And I encourage you to do the same. You've got tonight and Thursday to make sure that they know that you believe that this is a very serious effort on the part of Kucinich, that you support it, that you want accountability, and not just a brief photo opportunity or this moment where Kucinich is permitted to introduce his resolution and then is gaveled down reluctantly by Chairman Conyers at the behest of Republicans who will try to invoke these rules about debate. 888-573-8372. You can call me now. Lines are open. If you're a first-time caller, I've got a DVD for you today, either Uncounted or a brand-new documentary about the future of coal in this country. It can be yours for a phone call at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. You also may want to comment about our opening segment today with Eric Bollert from Media Matters about Michael Savage and the despicable remarks he made about autism. And they're not only hateful comments, they're flat wrong. He refuses to admit that. He says, oh, his words were taken out of context in this pro-gay group Media Matters is, you know, on a witch hunt against me. I'm paraphrasing. And I think that we really need to focus on this and get people to understand that it's not just about politics, but I don't like Michael Savage's politics. It's that I think it's irresponsible for broadcasters to air his program because he repeatedly distorts things. And this is a very clear-cut case. It is not a matter of subjective political preference. It's a matter that he is sliming an entire group of people. He's misinformed about what autism is and why we have growing numbers of cases among our children in this country. And then he misconstrues that people who seek a diagnosis of autism somehow get government benefits from it. And I heard part of Ed Schultz's show earlier today, and he was talking with a woman who's the president of an autism nonprofit. And she said a diagnosis of autism opens the door
to heartbreak, to rejection, and to a need to try to access services. And there are no special programs for autism. There's no welfare, there's no set-aside, there's no special health care program. We need one. And then if you read the quote, Savage misconstrues and says that ADHD, mental illness, and schizophrenia are all concocted, that these things are just made up. And I would suggest that that is an indication of mental illness on the part of that man speaking, one Michael Wiener Savage. Drew in Monterey, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Peter. You know, I don't think you'll find one doctor out there that can definitively define what autism is. Okay, there's many symptoms that they, you know, say that could be autism. But what's happened is psychiatrists have broadened the spectrum for diagnosing autism, and their only solution is to medicate. And I listened to Michael Savage, unlike a lot of people that go to Media Matters, and I heard what he was saying about it. His number one complaint was that kids are being drugged and not treated for autism.
All right. First of all, Drew, I appreciate that you're approaching this very rationally. And there's a discussion that can be had about ADHD, about Asperger's, and about various other illnesses that appear to be spreading among young people in our country. And I don't quite agree with you about autism. I do agree that there are some what I would call symptoms that may not neatly fit into the umbrella description, and it is an evolving field. But I would direct you to the Mind Institute, which is located in Davis, which is a nonprofit that's less than 10 years old, and they're focused on these conditions, on autism and Asperger's. And my biggest quibble is that Michael Savage made these incredible generalizations, that 99% of the people who claim autism just need to be slapped around a little bit and disciplined, and they'll be okay.
Well, you know,
That's a load of crap.
Yeah, well, it's not really, because, you know, I probably would have been considered ADHD, and I probably could have been on Prozac or Ritalin, but my parents chose to not put me on those drugs and teach me to deal with certain inherent behaviors that I have. If you just put a kid on drugs, you aren't curing them. All you're doing is you're chemically lobotomizing them.
That's not my point. That's not my point. I'm talking about the diagnosis. I'm not talking about
Michael
the treatment.
That was Michael Savage's point. That was Michael Savage's point, that you're chemically lobotomizing a kid. And furthermore, you referenced a psychological institute. Well, that's not what's happening with autism. You have teachers in elementary schools that are spending 20 minutes with the kid, going to their parents and telling their parents that their kid is autistic and that they need to be on drugs. So it's very easy to crucify Michael Savage and say that he hasn't done his research. But let me tell you something, brother. He has done his research.
No, I don't agree with that. Drew, I need to take a break. I want to talk more with you. Can you hold on? We'll pick up right after the break, and you can join this conversation, too, at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. It's the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to KRXA 540. The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Hi, this is Cynthia.
And this is Paul at the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore.
Have you heard about the events at Pilgrim's Way in the Secret Garden? Maybe too late? Our events include workshops, lectures, and book signings by recognizable and well-known authors locally, nationally, and internationally on a wide range of topics.
Don't miss another chance. You can receive Pilgrim's Way event announcements personally by going to pilgrimsway.com and click on Events to subscribe to the private email service listed. An event calendar is also posted on the Pilgrim's Way community bulletin board inside the bookstore for your convenience. Support independence. Come in and pick up a free KRXA bumper sticker. We're on Dolores Street between 5th and 6th in downtown Carmel.
Or give us a call at 624-4955.
Does it seem like the service is lacking at most service stations? Not at Mid-Valley Valero and Shell on Carmel Valley Road. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell offer complete auto repair, smog inspections, major brand tires, 30, 60, and 90,000 mile service checks, complete brake work, and fix any electrical problems. They even provide environmentally friendly auto detailing. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell use only the highest quality original and aftermarket auto parts. Call Mid-Valley Valero and Shell at 831-624-0722. That's 624-0722. Remember, for all your automobile needs, only Mid-Valley Valero and Shell will do. Locally owned, Mid-Valley Valero and Shell. Putting the service back in service stations.
Checking traffic on KRXA and busy right now. Salinas, brand new crash northbound 101 before Baranda Road. Two cars, that's tying up the second lane from the left. Westbound 156 after Highway 25 near Hollister. Broken down big rig, that has one of the westbound lanes blocked right now. Sycamore Drive at Oak Glen Avenue. Injury crash Morgan Hill. Vehicle and a bicyclist. You have paramedics on the way. Also 156 at Castroville Boulevard. Looks like we have a pretty serious injury crash with two cars. That's off to the side. Emergency crews on the way. Finally, San Juan Batista, San Justo Road at San Juan Highway still have reports of a jackknife big rig blocking both of the lanes out there. CHP on the scene, and we now have a big rig tow truck out there, so that should be moved out of the way pretty quickly here. This is brought to you by Carfax. Do you know that a flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb? Nearly half of these flooded cars get fixed up and resold. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report or go to Carfax.com. I'm Nate Nix. That's traffic on KRXA.
Time for more on the Peter B. Collins Show. I remain your humble host, Peter B. You can email me, Peter at peterbcollins.com, but I prefer you call in here at the Free Speed Zone, 888-5-PETER-B.
I saw a face in the shower door. A cowboy smile came and faded. I reached for my towel on the floor. I didn't think it was exactly where I laid it. You don't scare me, you don't scare me, I said. Whatever it was floating in the air above my head, he knew I'd understand.
Triple 85 Peter B. If you'd like to check in today, 888-573-8372. And Drew called back from Monterey. Thanks, Drew. I just wanted to quote what Savage said. This is from Media Matters. Autism is a fraud, a racket. In 99% of the cases, it's a brat who hasn't been told to cut the act out. Now, just on the face of it, you do disagree that that 99% is not accurate, right, Drew?
I think maybe he was using a little hyperbole.
Right.
He did not say 100%, so therefore that clearly says that he understands that there are cases where autism.
Well, that's very generous of you to, say that because he only said 99% that it's not a totally sweeping generalization, but it's huge in its mischaracterization. And I want to comment on something you said before the break, that a kid goes in and in 20 minutes a teacher decides that this kid is autistic. That's not true, Drew. Parents who deal with this don't just rely on the word of a teacher, and the teachers may be the first person to discover some of the learning difficulties or other personality disorders that are common to autism. But to suggest that parents seek this and, you know, see it as some kind of a benefit to their child is just ask backwards. And Michael Savage should accept that he overstated, misstated, and he should apologize. And instead, he's digging in and he's attacking Media Matters for trying to ferret out the truth.
Well, they're not really ferreting out the truth. They want his head on a stake. And if he did exaggerate a little, I can agree with you. He's prone to that, to exaggeration. He's a very extreme person. Let's look at this at another way, Peter. Do you think that there are some parents out there that take the easy road and may take the suggestion of a psychiatrist who, again, makes money? When you have money involved, people are easily corrupted. You look at the money that pharmaceutical companies are making on these drugs provided to children with ADHD or autism. They're making, I mean, you want to criticize oil companies for mass profits. Let's look at the pharmaceutical companies, Peter. He said it's a racket. That's because he understands that there are vultures out there who are preying on children and allowing them to be falsely diagnosed. And if you say that 100% of these, you know, are accurately diagnosed.
I didn't say that.
That's not fair either.
No, and I don't have a problem with an honest discussion about diagnoses, whether it's ADHD or autism. But this is an attack on the parents of children with autism and on the kids themselves. And
that's one way to look at it, Peter, but you could also
denigrates
a wake-up call.
It denigrates the sincerity of their problems, and it supposes that if we just, suck it up and have tough love and a little bootstrap like Michael Savage, that everything's going to be fine. And that's just false. And he should admit that.
Oftentimes that does do the trick, because like I said, you give a kid a chemical, it's like an alcoholic. An alcoholic goes to his or her alcohol, because he thinks the alcohol is going to kill the pain, but all it does is suppress it.
But, Drew,
just another drug.
Look, I'm not trying to sell drugs here either, and I'm not promoting the interests of the pharmaceutical companies or the HMOs that sometimes do just prescribe a pill as a way of cutting their costs and getting a patient out of their office. But, you know, these sweeping characterizations that Savage has offered are totally indefensible, and any discussion that you want to have about the medical profession, about the way pharmaceuticals are pushed on people, and on honest or dishonest diagnoses, I'm happy to do it. But
to
defend Michael Savage for these sweeping and ignorant comments, I think just reflects badly on you, Drew.
Well, he did spark a conversation between you and me that I think was pretty fair.
And I agree. And I thank you for calling. I'm out of time. Good to talk to you, Drew. We'll do it again. Coming up next, Aldis Tyler. I think he'll join us today. That's the plan on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hi, this is Patty Ross with your real estate update for the Monterey Peninsula for the week of July 21st. Condos, they are actually the best value category right now. Condo prices are always the first to come down when the market turns. All the first-time buyers who want to get their foot in the door with a condo can now buy a house for the same money. But for those who want to downsize, there are great opportunities out there, and here are just a few. The first one is at 34 Spanish Bay Circle in Pebble Beach. This is a three-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath for $2,995,000. This is a private Spanish Bay sanctuary with uncompromising views of the golf course, Pacific Ocean, and beyond. A lush, intimate courtyard leads into the two-story formal entry with soaring ceilings and museum-quality finishes throughout. It's been completely remodeled. This spacious 3,280-square-foot residence has three bedrooms, including two master suites. It's 3,280 square feet, feels much more like a house than a condo. It's a really great deal, actually, at $2,995,000. Next, we move over to Del Mesa Carmel. This is at 274, two-bedroom, two baths for only $789. This is a peaceful cul-de-sac location with beautiful forest and mountain views. You can follow the private park-like entrance past the majestic magnolia tree to this 1,814-square-foot expanded C unit with a separate dining room. The inviting entryway welcomes you into the spacious living room and the expanded family room and den beyond. It's got private forest views from three sides of this lovely home. New carpets and paint. You got to be 55 and older, but lots to do here, from lawn bowling to swimming to tennis. Beautifully maintained grounds. Just if you're ready to downsize, this one is it. Next, we move over to 73 Hacienda Carmel in Carmel Valley. This is a two-bedroom, one-bath at just $415. That's my value pick listing of the week. This is a very desirable adult community on the Monterey Peninsula. You can move right into this remodeled unit and enjoy condo living at its finest. The amenities include a pool, library, clubhouse, exercise room, laundry facilities, convenient parking, and walking trails. Everything is new here, from the wonderful cherry wood floors and skylights to the new countertops, appliances, windows, doors. They even added insulation in the master bedroom. Absolute turnkey and priced to sell, 850 square feet on this one. So, if you're interested in any of these fabulous condos, please call me, 236-4513. Email me at pattyross@kw.com, or check out these and lots more listings on my website, www.pattyrosscarmel.com.
Tired of living with pain, depression, or anxiety? Optimal Health Acupuncture at 132 Carmelito Avenue in Monterey is your ticket to a fresh, rejuvenated lifestyle. Licensed acupuncturist Glenn Sadowski will give you your life back. Just listen to the actual words of one of Glenn's patients.
For over 7 months, Glenn Sadowski has been treating me for asthma diagnosed in 2001 after years of steroidal treatments and many other medications which caused me to gain over 50 pounds. I wanted my life and health back. A close friend told me of Glenn Sadowski's successful treatment for asthma patients. Since January, I have experienced a remarkably positive change in my life due to Glenn's holistic healthcare approach, which includes acupuncture, herbal supplements, as well as dietary and exercise changes. I have jettisoned virtually all of my meds, as well as the unwanted 50 pounds. Glenn Sadowski and Optimal Health have given me back my life.
I'm Glenn Sadowski, and I can help you reclaim your life, too. Call me at 831-655-3208 or on the web at optimalhealthmonterey.com. What are you waiting for?
Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course. It's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from that dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco. Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. You can join the conversation right now, toll free at 888-5-PETER-B. I wonder who's taking those late night phone calls now.
Sirens in my head, rounds up the sirens, monster dead and dead. Can't let you go, my whole life.
34 minutes after the hour, and it's our second trip to Madison, Wisconsin today. We talked to Diane Farsetta there at the Center for Media and Democracy a little bit earlier. And we've connected with Aldous Tyler from NonstopRadio.com. Hello, Aldous.
Hey, Peter. I'm really glad that we actually managed to get back in touch here. Things have just been absolutely wonderfully busy over here getting everything ready for the conference.
Well, it's a week from Friday, and I'm looking forward to being there in Madison. I get to meet you face-to-face.
Absolutely. And you know, it's just amazing. All the people that are going to be there, not only the names you've heard of, like Stephanie Miller or Tom Hartman or you for that matter, but I mean all of the people. We have people coming in from all over the place. I mean, I understand that we've got registrations that are coming in from Columbus, we've got Dallas, we've got Boston, California. I mean, it's just amazing. Plus, of course, there's going to be a healthy Madison contingent, but, you know, the point is that everybody there is going to be dedicated to securing the future of progressive talk around the country, and it's just amazing.
Well, and I'm looking forward, I've met a lot of my colleagues over the years, but I'm looking forward to sitting down and talking shop and talking radio with people like Rachel Maddow and John Nichols from The Nation. Stephanie Miller is a longtime radio person, and I'm glad that she's going to be joining us. Tom Hartman, of course, is kind of our dean, and I think a great deal of him. And he, of course, is like me. He started off as an independent. He joined Air America a few years ago, but prior to that, he was self-syndicating his program, first from Vermont, and then he moved to Portland. And so, you know, particularly as we compare with our right-wing colleagues, most of us have experience on the business side and have, you know, had to work and struggle to get our radio shows going and to find an audience. And that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to comparing notes on with others who have been through the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. And you bring up Tom Hartman. It's pretty interesting to note that he wrote an article in 2002 that got put on commondreams.org that was basically talking about the imbalance of talk radio at the time, how there was national formats of conservative talk, but no national progressive talk format at that time. There was individuals here and there. But he outlined exactly how this could be a really good business model. And it's kind of funny. Immediately after writing that, he said, you know what, I think I'm going to try it. And that's where he went out and started doing his Vermont thing. He decided he was going to put his theory to the test, and it's worked. His show was very successful.
Yeah, yeah. So, Aldous, I am pleased to tell you that I have given away two scholarships, one to Karen in Sacramento, who is making her travel plans to come to Madison next weekend, and the other to one of our frequent, very smart callers from the New York City area, and that's Andy. And they both have accepted scholarships and are working on joining us. Andy even tells me he graduated from the University of Wisconsin there.
That is excellent news. Karen, Andy, we look forward to meeting you there. Everybody else, you know, when time comes to go ahead and put in for these scholarships, like Peter B's telling you, don't miss this opportunity. I mean, scholarship is the right word. I mean, sure, it's going to be fun. Don't doubt that for a moment. And it's going to be an amazing experience, but there are things to learn here. And not just from the big names and the big scholars like Tom Hartman, but from each other. The reason why I'm doing this way is because I wanted to get as many people out there who have the creativity and the drive to try to put progressive talk in their own individual markets. And so many of these people have come up with so many good ideas, Peter. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, at the Alliant Energy Center, have you arranged to have the ceilings lifted a little bit so all our big egos will fit?
Well, I figured that that the force of the egos alone should do it.
We'll just all push upward. Well, I think this is going to be very interesting. Now, give our listeners an outline, and then I'll tell people that I do have a couple more scholarships and how they can grab them.
Well, basically, it starts Friday at 9 in the morning, and we're just going to start off with a bang. We're going to go ahead and start off with the programs from, well, not programs, but presentations from a number of folks just getting going. We're going to mix it up between activists as well as radio professionals. And then, of course, talk show hosts are going to be giving their own favorite topics out there, and it's just going to be a blast. And it's going to go all the way through to 9 p.m. on Friday. Saturday is a 9 to 9 affair, and then Sunday it's 9 to noon, and it's just chock full of total excitement. I mean, okay, here's just a quick something. You know, you've probably heard of speed dating, where you have a room full of people, some sitting at tables, others who rotate every 5 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I decided, you know what, this is an excellent concept, but my idea is I want to help people conspire to get together with others and know who's out there. So I've got speed conspiring, which is the same idea. Basically, we sit half the people who want to participate at the tables, the other half rotate every 5 minutes. You sit down across from the other progressive talk activist you're looking at, mm-hmm. and you start exchanging information and get down as much as you want, take down notes, whatever it takes, but that way you can connect with everybody who's there in a very short period of time.
That's a cool idea. I like that a lot.
Well, you know, it's just one of those things where we're not going to satisfy ourselves with just your traditional conference stuff. We want to make sure this is well worth it for everybody. everybody who comes out.
Mm-hmm. And did you confirm the dunking machine?
You know what? Actually, right now we're having trouble arranging for the shaving cream to fill it.
Aldous Tyler is with me here on the Peter B. Collins Show. If you have a comment or a question or a suggestion of something that you would like to see occur at the Nonstop Radio Symposium for Progressive Talk, call me right now, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And if you have a general question about talk radio, about the progressive versus the conservative competition or conflict, feel free to bring that up. We'll talk about anything that's on your mind at 888-573-8372. Now, as I mentioned, Andy and Karen stepped up. They emailed me, and that's all you need to do. If you'd like a scholarship, a free pass to this three-day session in Madison, Wisconsin that starts on August 1st, send me an email, peter@peterbcollins.com, and put Progressive Talk or Nonstop in the subject line so I don't delete it as spam. And what we'll do is I've got three more to go, so just throw your hat in the ring. And the way it works is if more than three people ask for a scholarship, what I'll wait to see is if everybody is able to make their travel plans, and if not, then I'll be able to pass along one to another listener. So I'd love to see you there. I'm excited that Andy and Karen are coming because they're both smart people, well-informed, who I know listen to talk radio, and they are what we call discerning consumers. And I think that's very important because this will be a no-holds-barred conversation. We'll talk about what's working and what isn't, and the current status of progressive talk radio. And Aldous Tyler, you've really been at the center of many efforts to save or sustain progressive talk formats in cities around the country. And frankly, we've got to admit that since the peak in 2006, that we were seeing a decline in the number of stations airing progressive talk in the country. And I'm happy to see that this year that has turned around a little bit with the launch in Dallas and the resurgence in Columbus, Ohio. And you and I both know about efforts on each coast right now to launch new progressive talk stations. So we're back, I think, with a forward momentum. And this is very important because we have to be able to compete with the right-wingers for the attention of the gatekeepers. We've got to get past the people who program and manage radio stations by persuading them that this is good business, not just good for the country.
Well, completely, and there's another city to add to that. In San Diego, not only did Stacey Taylor get picked up the moment KLSD went off the air in San Diego, but at this moment, I believe it's 5:40 a.m. there. I'm not certain. I'll have to double-check that frequency number, but there is another station that is picking up a progressive lineup, and it's interesting because they have picked a lineup of shows that would actually allow an entirely second progressive talk station to run concurrently in San Diego, and I think what's happening is people are realizing that that's such an underserved market there, and they really, really could benefit by going for it. So, you know, it's just, at this point, I'm just really thrilled to see that we are getting progressive talk back in a lot of these areas that where we had it, it went away, and we're getting it back because we're able to show that this is good business, not just good for America and good for democracy, which it certainly is, but it's good for the local economy.
Mm-hmm. And I do believe it's 1700 in San Diego, the station that Stacey Taylor is on now.
Yes, although that's Stacey Taylor station, and there's a lower one on the dial that just went progressive on schedule.
Okay, I didn't know about that.
They're airing YNL. They're airing Alan Combs. They're airing Stephanie Miller and Ed Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean they have a number of progressive things in their lineup to the point where I have no problem at all referring to this as a progressive talk station. As far as I can tell, they don't have anything that is non-progressive talk going on, and I'm really pleased to see that. Now, I know that there's a number of people in San Diego who are still pushing to get progressive talk further in their market at this point because they would like to see other shows come on, such as yours, Peter, and so they are still looking for another outlet, but at this point, I am really happy to say that San Diego has a progressive talk station coming back to its market.
And in some cases, you need to keep it confidential until things get to the tipping point. But are there any other areas where activists or business people are working to add a progressive talk station?
There are a whole lot of markets where that's being worked on. I can tell you that, I can't give you any details on exactly what the deals are, but I can tell you that markets like Boston, like Atlanta, like just all over the place where there once was Progressive Talk, mm-hmm. and even markets like Milwaukee, where there never has been yet, we have efforts going right now that I can tell you are really looking quite positive.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's good to hear. And I just want to thank you again for the efforts that you and others undertook to try to save Progressive Talk in Sacramento. We didn't win that one. And the disappointing thing is I've talked to virtually every station in the Sacramento area and cannot find an opening there where we could put even this show, much less a full lineup of Progressive Talk. So we'll continue to push, but I do want our friends in Sacramento to know that there isn't anything immediately on the horizon. So we'll take a break and continue. If you have a question about Progressive Talk Radio or talk radio in general, or you want more information about the Nonstop Radio Symposium coming up a week from Friday, it starts August 1st in Madison, Wisconsin. Now's the time to call. Toll free, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And if you'd like a scholarship to the Nonstop Radio Symposium, email me, peter@peterbcollins.com.
Traffic on KRXA and busy right now. Salinas, brand new crash northbound 101 before Baranda Road. Two cars. That's tying up the second lane from the left. Westbound 156 after Highway 25 near Hollister. Broken down big rig. That has one of the westbound lanes blocked right now. Sycamore Drive at Oak Glen Avenue. Injury crash Morgan Hill. Vehicle and a bicyclist. You have paramedics on the way. Also 156 at Castroville Boulevard. Looks like we have a pretty serious injury crash with two cars. That's off to the side. Emergency crews on the way. Finally, San Juan Batista, San Justo Road at San Juan Highway still have reports of a jackknife big rig blocking both of the lanes out there. CHP on the scene, and we now have a big rig tow truck out there, so that should be moved out of the way pretty quickly here. This is brought to you by Carfax. Do you know that a flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb? Nearly half of these flooded cars get fixed up and resold. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report or go to Carfax.com. I'm Nate Nix. That's traffic on KRXA.
Fryer Tuck's Restaurant in Carmel, corner of 5th and Dolores and next to the post office, serves outstanding breakfast and lunch from 7 a.m. Get a full 20% off coupon at FryerTucksRestaurant.com. Come in early for the largest breakfast served in Carmel. Stay late and enjoy the best root beer float I ever had. Thank you, Fryer Tuck's, for 30 years of family enjoyment. Fryer Tuck's, great food, great fun.
Come here, Max. What's wrong? Ruff. What? Ruff. Oh, I get it. A rough day?
Ruff, ruff. Hi, I'm Dr. Annetta Richmond inviting you to Natural Veterinary Therapy in Pacific Grove, the peninsula's new holistic veterinary medicine clinic featuring a wide variety of natural treatments and remedies for common ailments. We also specialize in acupuncture, chiropractic, and physical rehabilitation using an underwater treadmill. Natural Veterinary Therapy, Lighthouse Avenue between 14th and 15th in Pacific Grove. Our environment is unique. Clients comment on how calm and caring it is for their pets and themselves. At Natural Veterinary Therapy, our goal is to help your pet heal from within. So think for yourself and think for your pets. Visit our website at naturalveterinarytherapy.com. Or call 655-0501. That's 655-0501.
Meow. Whiskers, I'd better call Dr. Richmond for you, too.
Hey, are you driving around looking for a coffee shop with free internet? Right here in Pacific Grove, you'll find Black Forest Espresso, a fun and friendly place to hang out. We have a large espresso bar ready to make any gourmet drink, homemade drafts, mochas, lattes. How about 100% fruit smoothies and old-fashioned milkshakes with 14 flavors? Black Forest is also the only place to get soft-serve, fat-free frozen yogurt. We're the last hometown coffee shop at the Country Club Gate Shopping Center at Forest and David next to Save Mart Pacific Grove. Check out blackforestespresso.com.
I walk through
continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're talking with Aldous Tyler from NonstopRadio.com. He's the activist from Madison, Wisconsin, who has helped grassroots efforts to support, sustain, and save progressive talk radio in different places around the country. And he's hosting the first Nonstop Radio Symposium, Madison, and that starts on August 1st, a week from Friday. I've got three more scholarships, so if you're interested, email me, peter@peterbcollins.com, and that gets you a free pass. I can't provide the transportation or the lodging. You'll have to work on that yourself. But Madison's a great college town, and there are couches. Aren't there, Aldous?
Oh, yes, there are many.
Yeah. All right, we're joined by Mark in Monterey. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Peter B. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. And are you the Mark who called a few minutes ago about autism, too?
Yes, I am, but I got cut off. But
well, I didn't
to call back in.
Well, good. I didn't mean to cut you off. I wanted to give you a chance here just to make your comment about autism and Michael Savage's cruel remarks.
Well, I just wanted to say that. Sorry, my son's. I just wanted to say that I worked with autistic children in one of my earlier professions,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. Much less your own children.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty serious disease, and obviously for him to make those comments, I have to wonder what kind of home environment he came from, you know, father treating him like that and calling him names. You know, I came from a military family. We didn't call each other names like that, and I certainly don't call my boys names like that.
Well, I mean, he has a kind of, you know, depression-era sense of strong father syndrome, and he's certainly welcome to embrace that for himself, but to suggest that you can cure autism with discipline is just, it's asinine. That's what it is.
Yes, sir, I agree.
All right.
But I still do think that maybe he should seek professional help for himself for some unresolved issues.
I would agree with that. So, Mark, what was your comment about talk radio?
Well, sir, I wanted to ask your guest if you have any idea of developing progressive radio stations in specifically Southeast around military bases, because I think getting word out to the troops that the progressive movement is, you know, backing them and for them and helping them, and the fact that the conservatives are 180% again, or 180 degrees opposed to the very lives of the soldiers and other troops.
Well, I can tell you that that I couldn't agree with you more, and that I know that there are a number of large markets that are within broadcast range of many military bases, especially, as you mentioned, in the southeast of the country. I know that there are some stations down there, but that is definitely a good spot for expansion and one in which I'm very interested in seeing new stations pop up in.
Great.
All right, Mark. Well, thank you for your dual comments. Great to have you listening.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Take care. You can tell he's a soldier. He called me sir. Aldous, one of the other things that you have been working on that is going to be discussed at the Nonstop Radio Symposium is an effort to sell advertising on behalf of independent stations and programs. And this is something that's really important. We talked about this a little bit yesterday when you weren't able to join us. That's not a dig. Don't worry. You know, callers were asking about the network blacklist. And I was responsible for publicizing the ABC internal memo that instructed stations to not play commercials for over 90 different big corporate advertisers on any Air America or similar programs. And so there's a real challenge out there for those of us. We're outnumbered 9-1, and we're often on weaker broadcast facilities. But the other critical issue is that we need to access advertiser dollars to support our affiliate stations and to help pay my bills.
Well, absolutely. And so, yes, the idea is, as you mentioned, that, you know, for one thing, there is, you know, individual shows that are syndicated nationally have national airtime that they need to sell ads for. That's a given. And so, you know, helping there at least is that there are some of the larger names in Progressive Talk are starting to gather some of those, the very names that were on those lists as advertisers. Home Depot commercials can be heard on Stephanie Miller and Ed Schultz. And because Progressive Voices are starting to prove to these guys that originally had blacklisted Progressive Talk that it is a good idea to go ahead and advertise there, I do believe that there will be an effect where basically the there will be less and less of a stigma in the corporate world attached to advertising too on these national syndicated shows. Now, when it comes to the local end, usually the problem is that, as you noted, we've lost some Progressive Talk stations since the prime of it back in 2006 when we had about 100 stations. And when you start dwindling in station numbers, national advertisers who want to buy a lot of stations go, well, you know, they don't want to go in and pick one station here, one station there. They want to be able to sell to a group of stations at once.
Mm-hmm.
And to make that happen, I've put together this system where basically stations as far and wide as Minneapolis or San Francisco and such can join together, give me their ad prices. I will go and sell them as units to these big companies, and that way they can attract these larger sponsors with, and they would be selling their local airtime because, you know, advertising is divided into what the show itself sells and what the station sells. And so mm-hmm. I'm trying to help the stations sell their portion, stabilize them, and give them more revenue so they can keep going.
Yeah. And Aldous, this is a tricky issue because the blacklist indicates that corporate America thinks that Progressive Talk is too controversial. And I don't know how we explain to them that Tom Hartman, Peter B., Ed Schultz, you know, you name it, we don't go out there and attack autism or autistic people. No Progressive Talk show host questioned Michael J. Fox when he appeared in a pro-stem cell ballot measure commercial in Missouri in 2006, as Rush Limbaugh said, well, he must have been acting when you saw the evidence of his Parkinson's disease. How can we communicate with corporate America that Progressive Talk is mainstream and it doesn't have the negative elements that that are so common to right-wing talk radio?
Well, in some ways, I think we'd be best off to point out those situations where the right-wing talk radio, which is so common and so commonly is advertised by all these big companies, you know, they're patronized by them. I think we should point out where situations have happened where the basically sponsors have had to pull back. For example, Michael Savage has lost Aflac.
Mm-hmm.
Aflac will no longer advertise on Michael Savage because of the comments he made about autism, and that is a good thing. We can make notes when it comes to, when we're talking to these larger corporations and their advertisers, we can say, look, we won't do this to you. We will not embarrass you by saying something so cruel, so callous, and so utterly despicable. We will back up what we have to say with facts as much as we possibly can find them, and if we are wrong, we'll admit it. That's more than you're going to get on any other form of talk radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we could give a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Well, absolutely, and really, I mean, that's one of the main functions of Progressive Talk. It's not just to get a progressive viewpoint out there, which is important, but it's also to act as the fourth estate to the fourth estate. It's to hold mm-hmm. what's out there accountable.
Indeed. Aldous Tyler, I'll see you in Madison a week from Friday.
I look forward to it, sir. I'll have the GIF ready.
Get the details at nonstopradio.com. And if you want a scholarship, email peter@peterbcollins.com. Thanks for listening today.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, you started the company more than 30 years ago, and was it partly because you were getting headaches from wine?
Absolutely. I'm an extremely chemically sensitive person. There were no wines, no conventionally grown wines that I could really drink and enjoy until I accidentally tasted my grandfather's wine and discovered to my extreme surprise that I could drink those wines without getting headaches. More and more people suffer the results of the accumulation of toxic substances in our environment, and our tolerance is getting really strained, and therefore it takes a very little amount of a toxic substance for them to start have an unpleasant experience.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE. Toll free, that's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent you.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The wind roared and the surf pounded the beach as Hurricane Dolly came ashore at South Padre Island, Texas. There's extensive wind damage and flooding. The island's without power, and resort manager Everett Caskey is deeply shaken.
I'm very distraught right now. I'm just very thankful to God that my staff that stayed with me through this and that the guests that are here with us are safe. Very, very scary.
Dolly has weakened to a Category 1 storm as it moves inland with heavy rain. On its way to the Senate, a measure to shore up the housing market. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
The bill that easily passed the House helps homeowners facing foreclosure to refinance, gives tax credits for new home buyers, and money to buy up foreclosed houses to save neighborhoods. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
By expanding homeownership opportunities and protecting families against foreclosure, we are helping to keep the American dream of homeownership alive.
President Bush asked for and got unlimited funds to save mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac if needed, angering many Republicans, including Jeff Flake.
We're unchaining a monster here, and we're making the situation far worse.
Senate passage is expected by the end of the week, and the president will sign the bill. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Israel is an obligatory stop for any serious presidential candidate. Barack Obama spent the day there.
I'm deeply committed to helping Israel achieve a lasting peace with Palestinians who are prepared to accept the state of Israel, renounce violence and terrorism, and abide by agreements.
He said the United States will always stand by the people of Israel. Obama met with Israeli leaders and also went to the West Bank for talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. John McCain, campaigning in Pennsylvania, blasted his rival's energy policies.
Senator Obama doesn't want to drill offshore. Senator Obama doesn't want nuclear power. He doesn't want to reprocess spent nuclear fuel. He doesn't want to store spent nuclear fuel.
McCain wants to do all those things to reduce the country's dependence on imported oil. Defense Secretary Robert Gates will soon get recommendations on which troops would be available soon to bolster U.S. forces in Afghanistan.
Whether it's the three additional brigades that the commanders want, I think is a question, frankly, for the next administration.